much about. You gotta put it in perspective.
Oh my God! Not this again, please.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Have you ever had a dream that you want him to do you so much you could do anything?
Yeah, just keep doing it. Just keep doing it, you know. And if you don't enjoy it, please, you know, stop. But no one can ever take that away from you. You get to do it, and it's a privilege. And just, you know, pretty soon you've been doing a long time. You go, whoa, this is what I do. This is what I've done with my life. Best of luck.
And now,
I got to tell you something. I like being racist.
Our feature presentation.
Rabbit.
Three or two?
I think two.
Two?
I think
three.
It's two, and I think
two.
Just rabbit.
Just yesterday. Just the
but
first
But I want
two
good luck.
Right, but it doesn't work that way.
Oh, maybe if you forgot yesterday, do three today.
You're not allowed
three,
to.
Six.
Six today.
You're not allowed to. It's not transferable. You can't just do it whenever you want.
Where are you reading these rules?
It has to be in a book.
It has to be sanctioned.
It has.
As a governing body.
You can't play outside the system. You're either doing it right or you're not doing it at all.
So we blew it then by not.
Well, for
you're
this
the
month.
Only one.
So you're going to have bad luck for this month, but you have another opportunity in September.
Okay. All right. Great to know. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday, the 2nd of August.
Sure is. What would you say is the best perk of working at K-Rock?
Concerts.
You mean you get free tickets to go to concerts?
I get to go to all concerts, and I love all concerts.
Mm-hmm.
Allie?
I think it's just the camaraderie between all of us in here. It's a very giving place. It's forgiving as well. Just, I've never been pumped up so much by my coworkers in my life. I'm waiting for one of you to tell me my shirt looks like a tablecloth.
I mean,
at any minute, it's going to happen.
I wasn't going to say it.
I know. I was waiting for Ralph.
Hold on. Let me check this out. Oh, you are Temple Grandin.
Yeah, thank you. I don't know what that means.
Chip?
Oh, the Coke.
Cocaine.
The cocaine.
Okay.
Cocaine. So why are you just going mounds.
I would say health insurance. That would be number one on my list. Oh. Good health insurance would be number one.
That's why Chip didn't say it.
I said it, right? Because I read an article about a new Silicon Valley perk that is soon to be available. It's in the startup mode right now, and it kind of got me thinking about, you know, these Silicon Valley jobs. Look, let me back up. If I were having a kid, I would say, how dare you even think about going to college? You learn how to code, young man or woman.
Absolutely.
You learn how to code, and the world is your oyster for the next 50 years. And the competition among these Silicon Valley companies to hire the best people is so insane that the perks that they are offering have become legendary. So I'll tell you about the one that I read this morning that made me start thinking about it. But I did a little research this morning and started looking up some of the other perks at various companies. So you go to work for Google or Apple or Facebook or Oracle or one of these big companies in Silicon Valley, right?
Right.
Maybe you have free yoga classes at your work.
All right.
Climbing walls.
Oh.
An on-site barber. Get your hair cut right there at work. They just come to your office or you go to a spot within the campus.
Do they let you leave or are you there for permanently?
Kind of scary.
Free laundry service. You bring in your laundry and they'll do it for you and you take it home with you.
Okay.
Free shuttle back and forth to San Francisco. Almost all the companies have that just because, you know, why make your employees drive to work, right? Lots of places have free meals, open bars. Google, for instance, has 30 different cafeterias on their campus.
30?
So if you want a smoothie, you can have that. If you want Indian food, you can have that. If you want a steak dinner, you can have that. All for free for employees anytime. Oh. Bring your dog to work is a very common perk. You know, in-house child care. Several companies offer unlimited vacation.
Well, that's just not possible.
Take as much time as you want. Netflix is one of them, by the way, where you take as much time off as you want, and they don't even count it.
Is it unpaid?
No, it's paid. Pay vacation.
That makes zero sense then, because somebody would just stay on vacation all year.
They would fire you. They would fire you if you abused it, but they don't put a limit on how many days you're allowed to take. Here's one you'll like, Kevin. Actually, Chip, you'll love this one. Some companies have a free musical jam room with equipment set up
where you could go in.
Hey, you know what? I think I'll take 30 minutes and go play some guitar. And they got a room set up just for that. Video game consoles. Here's a company that offers a free house cleaning service. Every employee, every full-time employee gets free twice a month housekeeping service at their home. Somebody goes to their house and cleans their house for them.
Right.
Fertility treatments offered for free at some companies. I mean,
by the way, that's way expensive.
Yeah.
Yes, way expensive. Insane stuff, right?
Yeah.
Learn to code, kids, is what I'm saying. So here's the one that that got me going down this this rabbit hole, or should I say this rabbit hole. There's a new company that has raised $32 million in total funding, and what they are going to do, they say they are reinventing the concept and the habit of getting gasoline for the 21st century. Because going to the gas station is the least fun part of your week, what they'll do is they are partnering with the tech giants in Silicon Valley, and they will have their trucks stop by on a regular basis and refill the employees' gas tanks while they're at work.
Who would that help more than me?
Yeah.
No more Zero Club. It's Booster Fuels is what it's called, a company that started in Seattle, as I said. It's raised $32 million already. They, while you're working, they come and fill up your gas tank. So you show up at work with low gas and you leave with full gas. And the employee does have to pay for the gas, by the way, but it is about 10 cents cheaper than you would get at the gas station. That just seems like another pretty phenomenal perk, right?
Yeah, that's not
bad. But I feel like all of these perks are so you work longer days.
You're going to have to pay for it, yeah.
Because everything is taking time out of your day to do, to clean the house, to walk the dog.
I'm sorry, Allie, you only worked 17 hours today? We cleaned your house for free.
Exactly. That's my fear.
Well, you don't have to go work for one of these companies that offers
free Indian food.
If you don't want to, but I'm just saying that's the kinds of perks they are coming up with to try to make sure they get the best people.
You have to be one of the best people.
You do. I'm sorry if people are hearing this live now or on the podcast later, and it's made you really, really bummed out about your job. Where you can't.
I don't think you are. I think that was your goal.
No, it was not my goal at all. It's just every once in a while you get a look at how the other half lives and you go, holy moly, can you even imagine all this stuff?
No, I can't.
Honestly. Mm-hmm. Code, kids, code.
Let's talk about today's Kevin DeBeach Show, shall we?
We will find you. We will arrest you. Mm-hmm. We will jail you. And we will deport you.
Oh. Seems extreme. Adam Carolla will be on the program today talking about speaking to Congress. He was speaking to the Congress of the United States.
Sure was. Congress here.
Adam Carolla.
Mm-hmm.
In a suit.
That doesn't sound weird to you?
It does. In a suit, yeah. That's weird.
That's the weird part?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That was weirder to me than seeing him speak in front of a big room of old white men, yes.
The shortest amount of time you held a job we're going to talk about today. I was thinking about this, Bean. I did get fired after one day. Although there were extenuating circumstances.
Sure, there were. Always are. Was it that you didn't show up?
No, I was there.
Oh, you were. Okay. By the way, I think we could do nothing but calls from people who got fired on their first day.
Yeah, probably.
We're not going to, but I think that's pretty common. And sometimes it's you're terrible at it, and sometimes it's just you go, I don't want to do this job.
You hate it, and so you do. Yeah.
I just realized what this job entails, but I think that's going to be a fun talk.
The Wheel of Bad Animal Voices is happening today because it's Wednesday. Very excited about that. And one of our favorite actors of all time, Tony Hale, joins us in studio. Yay. He, of course, is from Veep and a new movie called Brave New Jersey. So that's coming up this morning. We'll take a break. We'll come back. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:52.
Sending you to so many theme parks this week on K-Rock, including Six Flags Magic Mountain and Hurricane Harbor, the Safari Park and the Zoo in San Diego, and Knott's Berry Farm and Soak City. You win tickets to all of them. A couple different times this morning on the Kevin Avincia, and yet another chance to win at Kira.
Ralph is proven.
First, here's Ralph playing the old man song with our first look at the showbiz beat on a Wednesday. Good morning.
Ralph, don't look at
those hip-hop dances.
Think he's still alive?
It's like I did. I'm so old.
I didn't really remember
man in the world.
Remember the details of that ad.
Annabelle!
Right?
Annabelle is a terrifying little doll.
You are all going to die tonight.
It's like a doll version of Chip. Just tiny and terrifying.
But a little bigger.
Yeah, the doll's a little bigger.
It's a doll.
Annabelle Creation is the story of how she came to be. This is a great horror franchise. Terrifying films. This one stars Anthony LaPaglia, one of my favorites. I haven't seen him in a while. Good to see him in a movie. Talitha Bateman, Stephanie Sigmund. If you'd like to see Annabelle Creation early, we're doing a special K-Rock advance screening at the AMC Burbank on August 9th. The movie's not in theaters till August 11th. So you have a chance to see it a couple days before the rest of the world. If you'd like to go, give us a call right now, 1-800-520-1067. First five callers through. Get a pair of passes for the K-Rock advance screening of Annabelle Creation. How did they create her? I want to know!
And why?
Because devil dolls sell, baby.
Right?
Yeah.
It's all about the cashish. Congratulations on this day, the 2nd of August, to Kevin and Bacon and his wife, Kira Sedgwick. They are celebrating their 22nd anniversary today.
Wow.
Wow.
That's impressive.
That is a number of note anywhere, but certainly in the world of show business. They seem like one of Hollywood's best couples. So congratulations to both of them. It helps, I think, that they're both vampires and never age. I think that comes in handy in their relationship, that they've made some sort of deal with Satan. They both look insanely young and terrific after all these years. Speaking of cheating death, Macklemore. Heard about this last Friday night. He was able to walk away from a head-on collision in Langley, Washington. He and two friends were in a car, and they were struck by an allegedly drunken driver who crossed over into incoming traffic. Musician and his friends are banged up, but are in relatively good shape.
Lucky to be alive.
Absolutely. The Mercedes-Benz he was driving is totaled. The other driver is in the hospital, and when he's released, it is expected he will be slapped with DUI charges upon his recovery. So, good. Don't drink and drive, people. Just don't do it. Don't do it. Uber, car, friends. There's a million ways for you to get home, and don't involve you getting behind the wheel. Dumbasses. Speaking of dumbasses, Justin Bieber is spending some quality time with his dear old dad, Jeremy Bieber. The only person who's a bigger douchebag than Justin Bieber is his dad, Jeremy Bieber. Have you ever seen this dude?
He's a groupie at this point, right?
He is.
Yeah, he's reliving his youth.
He's like a weird Justin Bieber wannabe, and he dresses like him with the cap sideways, and he's like, I don't know, he's like 40-something. It's just an embarrassment on two legs.
Yep.
And that ain't right.
That ain't right. He was following his famous son around in Los Angeles last weekend with his other son, Jackson Bieber.
No? No. Sorry. Okay.
So that's just be on the lookout, people. That's just a douche alert. We got a flash douche alert today. I just want to put it out there because could strike it at any moment.
What's Jackson's deal, by the way? Are they trying to make him a singer, too? Or is
First time I ever heard about this
kid. Yeah, me too. Never a word about him.
I don't think it's the son of Bieber's mom. Because Jeremy and Bieber's mom, I believe, are split.
Just another one of his kids.
Yeah, so this is a kid that Jeremy Bieber had with another poor woman. As far as I know, I don't know.
I've never even heard of him.
I don't have the Bieber family tree at hand, so I can't.
Just a lot of times, you know, you get one person makes it. They go, oh, let's put the other one in the business.
Next thing you know, it's Ashley Simpson, too.
Right.
To deal with just Jessica. Oh, now we deal with Rainbow Cyrus, or whoever her name is, the other Cyrus.
Noah.
Hear that scream? It's teenage girls all over the world. Reacting to the news this morning that Harry Styles is taken. Yeah. Sorry, Ellen.
Bye.
I can't understand it. This girl, I don't know what he sees in her. Her name is Camille Rowe. And she apparently is a former Playboy playmate and current Victoria's Secret supermodel.
Mm.
But he's still willing to date her?
I know. It's like a charity mission for this guy. It's crazy. Look at you don't. By the way, you don't get to be a Playboy Playmate and a Victoria's Secret supermodel, do you?
Yeah, pick one.
Isn't that abusing the privilege?
Pick
really?
One hot chick.
Come on, pick a lane and stay in it.
But I do feel bad for her that she is now going to be get death threats on social media because she's dating Harry Styles. I mean, that pretty much will come with the territory, right?
Yeah, but I think she'll be all right.
Bitch.
This is Harry's. This is Harry's third Victoria's Secret model, by the way. For those of you who are playing Victoria's Secret model bingo at home, you want to get your cards out. This is three spaces you can check off now. Mm. It's nuts.
Kevin loved him in Dunkirk.
Raul couldn't stop talking about his performance.
He was the best.
Couldn't stop pointing him out and saying, look at Harry Styles. Look how great he is.
Look at that really famous person that I absolutely recognized in this movie.
I don't know which one he was. There's a lot of people in that movie.
I didn't know what he looked like.
In my fidence. And Broadway Theater marquees will be dimmed tonight at 7:45 for a minute in memory of legendary playwright, actor, and novelist Sam Shepard, who debuted on Broadway, by the way, in 1969, as well as doing many other Broadway shows. And, of course, he was best known probably as a playwright on Broadway, too. Smash hit after smash hit. Like Kevin, one of his big hits, Sam Shepard's big hits.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
That's not him at all. No, that was not Sam Shepard.
All right.
Nothing?
No.
Barry Child, Unseen Hand, True West?
Nope.
No?
Book of Mormon.
Okay. Just going to move along. Today's celebrity birthdays. Mary Louise Parker is 53 years old today. Sam Worthington.
And his dog Spot.
I left it open for you.
Okay.
41 years old today. Edward Furlong is 40.
That's a surprise.
Yeah. Keeps on chugging along somehow. Nick Diaz of the UFC is 34 years old today. And my buddy Kevin Smith, writer, director, performer. Kevin Smith celebrates his 47th birthday today. He's
a good dude right there.
He is a good dude, and I believe he'll be in Jersey. He'll be in his home state of New Jersey this week because they're going to try to break the record for the largest number of Jay and Silent Bob cosplayers. They're going to set the record for Guinness, I think, this week. So
okay.
He's busy doing that. It's going to be televised for the Comic Book Man TV series instead on AMC. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
What do you guys think? Here's a cheery topic for first thing in the morning. What do you guys think, if there is a number one, is the most likely thing to kill you in your day-to-day in Southern California?
Traffic.
I would say traffic, too. I would say something auto-related, either getting hit by a car while you're walking across the street or being involved in an auto accident or something like that. I would think traffic would be something you'd have to worry about the
right.
most. And even that, the odds are infinitesimally small that you're going to get even hurt in a car crash today. Having said that, imagine what it's like to live in India where there's a very real concern going about your business in your day that you will be killed by an elephant or a tiger.
Yeah, that seems worse.
That's a real concern. Like, I think of India as being a modern country, and it is in many places. It has some of the biggest cities in the world, but there are also a lot of people who live in places where there are Indians and tigers just walking around. This is a staggering statistic that was just released this week. In the 1,143 days between April 2014 and May 2017, 1,144 people were killed in attacks by animals.
Whoa.
Yeah.
A person a day is being killed by an elephant or a tiger or some other animal. And apparently it's just as exactly as you would imagine, is that people are spreading out, the population is growing, and they are just, cutting into places where elephants have lived for hundreds and hundreds of years. So elephants and people are trying to coexist, and it doesn't always work out. So I can't even imagine what that's like for the average person on the street in India. So we asked Dave if there's anyone we could speak to on this terrible, terrible problem. And I think we have Siddhanta Das, the Ministry's Director General of Forests, joining us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, Mr. Das?
Good morning. I am very fine, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us, the Ministry of Forests. So, did I nail it that you're basically
yes, you nailed that. Well done. That's all, folks.
I'd like to hear the end of that. I would too. I'd love to know what it is. So they're building more and more cities for people to work and live in, and they're cutting down elephant habitats, right?
Encroachment into the animal's habitat.
Mm. That's the word, right?
Yes, and that is causing many problems for people to coexist with the animals. And your facts, though, were a little bit wrong.
Oh, please. I'm sorry about that.
The 1,144 people were killed in 1,143 days, so it's more than one person a day. It's like 1.0008 people a day.
I see. Okay.
That 0.008 person, he is effed up.
Yes, he is. All right, that's a good correction. I'm sorry about that. So what can people do to protect themselves?
Well, first thing is look out for tigers and elephants.
Right.
Okay. If you see one, don't go up to him and say, "Oh, hello, Mr. Tiger. How are you? Do you know Tony?"
Do people do that?
Do you think Frosted Flakes are great? It's not a laughing matter. You shouldn't go. You shouldn't just go.
Mr. Das, what's going on?
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, are you okay, sir?
This is not Siddhartha Das. This is his assistant.
Oh.
Siddhartha was just killed by a tiger.
Oh, that is so unfortunate. I'm really sorry to hear that.
Yes, we are all very sorry. He was a good man.
he was giving us some... I can't believe we're even going on with this interview. Do you need to go, or is it okay to talk?
No, it happens every day. We lose one.
He was giving us some tips on how to stay safe if you're living in an environment with wild animals.
It's difficult because there are so many wild animals.
Oh, no. Oh, not the elephant.
Oh, be careful, sir. Hello?
Hello, can I help you?
Yes.
Who's this?
This is the assistant.
Oh, okay. All right. So we're a little further down on the food chain, but
it's important to get this information out, so we're happy to keep doing the interview.
Okay.
All right, good.
All right. Well, is there any way, I don't know, you guys could build more fences or something like that?
You have to understand, the elephant is a very powerful creature.
Right.
It can tear down any fence that we built.
A monkey?
A monkey as well?
Oh, no.
Hello?
Hello,
can I help you?
A lot of assistance.
You are also an assistant to Mr. Das?
Assistant to the assistant.
Oh, God.
Maybe you guys are in a bad spot to talk on the phone.
No, we're fine.
You're good.
I'm perfectly able to answer your questions.
It seems awfully dangerous, sir. We're urging you to seek cover right now.
Well, it's not the sandwich. No, killer pig!
A killer pig?
Hello.
Who's this?
This is another guy in the office.
I see, okay. So all this is happening.
Can I help you with?
All of this is happening in an office.
Yes.
What?
Oh no!
Hello.
Oh, hi, man.
Can I really help you?
Who's this?
This is, who do you think it is?
Another assistant?
Yes, that's another assistant, and I'm here for helping you.
Okay, now, we'd like to warn you, because the last five people, oh, no.
Killer duck.
It's killer duck.
Killer duck.
What's happening in India?
Oh, we lost her, too. She's so young. Wait, what's happening now?
What?
Who's this?
Who do you think?
Run!
When we rolled out our first limited edition Kevin and Bean t-shirt, what was it? Probably a couple months ago, maybe?
Yeah. 2 months?
It was very successful, and we thank you for buying that. That was the Quitters Never Give Up shirt. And almost immediately when we revealed that we were going to be doing these on a semi-regular basis, people started demanding this shirt.
This was a success.
People love This Was a Success, man, and I do too, and I am so excited that we can announce that this is the latest edition of the Kevin Bean Limited Edition t-shirt, and it goes on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. for 24 hours only. Kevin, you want to explain for folks who may be hearing this for the first time, why do we only make them available for one day?
It's just a limited edition, and we want to move on and do something else. So we give you 24 hours. That's a lot of time. If you want to buy the shirt, buy the shirt. That would be great. They're $19.99, and part of the proceeds goes to my wife and I's charity, Friends and Helpers, which helps abused women and children.
Excellent.
So good cause, great t-shirt, a lot of fun, but you got to make sure to plan to buy it during that 24-hour window from 10 a.m. tomorrow until 10 a.m. Friday. And then we got a real quick turnaround. You know, they don't make them until you order them. And then they whip them up and send them out within a few days or so. So it's a pretty good deal. Get all the details at krock.com.
All right, I'm going to play a little clip of audio, and this is from yesterday morning when we came on the air. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday morning, the 1st of August.
Rabbit. Right. Remember we talked about it a few months ago, the tradition you had not heard of that millions of people around the world say either rabbit or white rabbit on the first of a month for good luck.
Oh, every month?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. When you see that one on your calendar, you go, oh, rabbit, good luck.
Hmm.
So that happened.
Right. And your follow-up question or comment is?
Dumb.
That's a great question.
All right. I mean, dumb.
Thanks for tuning in. Ralph's got the show to be next.
Seriously. Like, dumb, really dumb.
Look, by the way.
I like how Bean says millions of people around the world. Like,
well, millions of people around the world do.
Sure. All right, look, Donald Trump, take it easy.
It's the greatest
did
expression
tell you that?
That's ever
Jim,
been said.
Did Jim
My friend
tell you that?
Jim and his son Pickle, they say it. If you are a rabbit person, or it's a variation, rabbit, or white rabbit, if you're one of those people on the first of the month who say that for good luck, it's a tradition that you learned in, you know, as a kid and you still do it to this day. I'd like to hear from you right now at 1-800-520-1067. Clearly, Allie, I know you. You're the queen of Google. When you heard about that yesterday, you looked it up and you saw that I wasn't making it up.
I did. And even more shocking than that, an hour later, my friend Stephanie tweeted, woke up this morning, remembered to say rabbit first thing, nailed it. August going to be lit, y'all. And I was like, first of all, don't say that again, Steph. But I had no idea this was a thing. And she sent me a clip from Nickelodeon. And I guess back in the 90s, they had a whole thing about rabbit. And
they would do it at the end of every month, on the 31st of every month, they would play this clip to remind the kids what to remember to do first thing the next morning.
Well, you did it. You made it through another month. Today, prepare for next month. Before you go to bed tonight, remind yourself that the very first thing out of your mouth tomorrow morning should be rabbit. They say it'll bring you good luck for the whole month. Rabbit.
So again, if you're a rabbit person, give us a call or text 1-800-520-1067.
Here's what's odd about this, yes, is that you are supremely logical. You have no emotion whatsoever.
Well, that's not true.
I mean, it's pretty true.
That's not true.
And every time somebody does something where it's drug-related or alcohol-related, you try and figure it out logically. You say, why would he do that? And then I always have to explain to you drugs or whatever. But you always look at everything logically. So you say rabbit.
Right.
And logically that means what? Do you think you're going to have a better month?
I am not a superstitious person. You are correct about that.
Okay.
I think, honestly, if we're getting real, if we're keeping it 100.
Right.
I think it is a way of remembering my mother.
Aww.
Who did it.
That's such a different story than yesterday.
Well, no, I mentioned yesterday also.
You mentioned that you got it from your mother, yes.
Yeah, and it's a way of remembering her because she's been gone for a number of years.
Oh.
And my whole life I grew up hearing her always say rabbit and reminding everybody else to for the good luck first thing. And I think that's part of what it is. Look, and I also said yesterday, it takes 1 second.
Right.
I'm not a superstitious person.
Right.
I don't believe that any good luck actually comes from it.
Okay.
But for the same reason, Kevin, you'll watch things win a game and go, well, it's the playoffs. I better do the same thing the next night. You don't really think it works, but what's the downside? You know what I mean? You do it because...
By the way, first of all, that works. 100%.
So, I mean, it takes 1 second to do, and, you know, I don't have any way
but
of knowing...
But you're the last person on Earth that I would think would keep doing that.
Yes.
Because... Does it work? You don't even believe it works.
I think it's highly unlikely that it works.
No, come on. Give me the honest truth. Do you think there's 1% chance?
I would say less than 1%.
Would you say that there's more than 0%? I mean, come on. But you're going to have a better month.
How far back does rabbit go, by the way? If you look online, it says the origin of the superstition is unknown, but it has been recorded as early as 1909 and first showed up in a book in 1922. So we are talking about 100 years of people saying rabbit.
Yeah, you didn't answer my question.
I don't think
Is there it's... a above a 0% chance that August is going to be great for you because you said those words?
Well, every month is great for me, first of all. I think it is unlikely that it will help. But again, it takes 1 second to say rabbit, and what's the downside?
Aren't there 100 of those things that you could say where everybody has their own superstition about what to say on the first of the month?
I don't know.
Because maybe you're not saying the right one. Maybe Rabbit isn't the right one.
That's a great question because I don't know of
any. Well, you need to do some research, son.
I don't know of any equivalent of the rabbits. Let's talk to Hunter, Culver City, line 2, 1-800-520-1067. I don't know if he's in or out, but let's get him on.
Hey, Hunter.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good. Rabbit. You say that?
Hey, so I was surprised to hear this because I've said this for as long as I can remember. For when you're sitting around a campfire and the smoke is in your face, I've said it. My grandparents used to say it. Get the smoke to go out of your face in a campfire.
Okay, so it's not the first of the month for you. It's just to get the wind to blow a different direction?
Yeah. I gotta say it works about half the time.
And by half the time, you mean the wind changes half the time.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with Rabbit, though. Come on, Hunter.
Well, whatever. I'm surprised.
Get off my phone.
Whatever, by the way. That's a good close right there, Hunter. Thank you. Let's go to Robert Southgate up next, line 1. I think he may be a rabbit or two.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Well, we're good.
You've heard of this.
I heard of it because my wife got me into it about 5 years ago. It's something she was into before me, and now it's just something that we do together. Mm-hmm. And
you hold hands and say it together? You do it separately in the same house?
No. She's at work.
I see.
I heard her on the radio yesterday, and I was like, oh, shoot. I have to say rabbit. So I shot her a text. And it's just something that we do monthly now.
All right. How about Kevin's question of what percentage of a chance do you think there is that it has any bearing on whether you have good luck in that month?
Man, honestly, slim, very slim, low percentage.
But would it be above 0%?
Yeah, it's above 0%.
All right. How does it work? Is there a God someplace or is there karma someplace that goes, that guy said rabbit. I'm going to give them a good month.
See, now you're getting bogged down in the administrative details, Kevin.
See, I said this yesterday. It's the power of positive thinking. You say rabbit. You're putting it out to the universe that you want to have a great month.
That you want a rabbit.
No.
If you wanted to put it out in the universe, you're going to have a great month, you would say, I'm going to have a great month.
But the meaning behind rabbit is you're going to have good luck all month.
Yeah, shorthand.
Do you do it too?
I don't, but I'll do it next month. What's the why not? Heck yeah. I'm going to become, as Bean said, a rabbiter. I heard you, Bean.
Hey, I agree. I think for my wife and I, it makes us feel good. We do it. It's something we do every month. And at least for that day, we're in good spirit.
All right. Well, you keep doing what you're doing, Robert. Don't listen to the bad man. Thanks for calling.
This is the world famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:53.
Matt in the 562 texted in, hey, congratulations, guys. You've made Kevin into the reasonable one.
Thank you.
As a result of that last conversation.
Thank you.
See what you've done now?
Thank you.
I look like a big dummy.
You're proud of yourself?
Well, because you're a big dummy at this point.
Thank you, Matt, for listening. Hey, the Wheel of Bad Animal Voice is coming up right after the top of the hour. First, Rob's here with the Showbiz Beat on a Wednesday morning.
Remember when we used to go to New York on the reg?
Sure.
We'd go once a year for the MTV Video Music Awards or some other reason. We'd broadcast from there.
Right.
And it was awesome.
Right.
We haven't been there in years.
Right.
We're just missing out on everything.
What are we missing out on specifically?
I have no idea. Times Square has become so much fun. You know, Times Square for a long time has had problems with Elmo and the Hulk and Iron Man coming up to you and saying, hey, take my picture. And then they strong arm you for $20 or something.
They were getting aggressive, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's happening. It's the L.A. equivalent, I guess, would be outside Grauma's Chinese Theater there along Hollywood Boulevard where they do similar things. Maybe not as aggressive as they are in New York, just by nature of New York being New York. But now there's a whole new problem.
Oh.
And I put problem in quotes because it depends on your perspective. But Times Square is being overrun by the Desnudas.
What?
The Desnudas?
They are the...
The Desmudas, for
not
God's sakes, Ellie.
Des Buddhists. These are, they range in numbers. They say on any given day, on the weekends it's more, but 30 to 40 topless females who go around posing for photos with tourists for tips. This tips with a P.
With a P, good.
And some people are saying it's not appropriate.
What?
Topless women running around Times Square posing for pictures. To which I say to people, shut up! Mind your own beeswax.
Are they topless or pasties on their...
They are largely body painted.
Oh,
Allie.
Okay.
Mostly in American colors, red, white, and blue. And on their, they're wearing thongs, and on their butt cheeks, they have NY, usually.
So they're patriots.
They're patriots,
yeah,
exactly.
I get it.
And some people are complaining.
Why are people so uptight?
Here's the thing. It's not illegal to be topless in New York City.
All right. So there's nothing those people
can do? There's nothing that can be done. They can't be arrested. Now, aggressive panhandling is illegal, but being topless isn't. So as long as they don't cross the line, don't engage in any lewd acts, or find are being found to be too aggressive, then there's really nothing the police can do. But some New Yorkers are complaining.
White people problems.
Right? I'm just saying, we need a trip to New York, I think.
I mean, I feel like that's warranted.
Guys,
I mean, I think the one of them, the MTV Music Awards or the Grammys, or one of them is back in New York this this next season.
Let's book a flight, people.
How should I ask this? Are they the girls that you would want topless?
Oh, this is always Kevin's go-to.
Uh-huh.
He always assumes anything that has to do with nudity or sexuality, that everybody is old and ugly. That's his. That's where his mind
just
automatically
asking.
Goes.
Right.
I'm just asking.
Have you ever been to a nude beach, though?
Right.
You
that's
never
why.
Want to see those
that's
people
why.
Nude.
The ones that are nude are the wrong ones. It's true.
And that ain't right.
Right?
Asshole.
Right?
Come on.
That's the right question to ask. Yes, yes. They're lovely, young, busty ladies who are making a living, Kevin. How much money do you think they would make if they're out there and they were all beat up and 70? How much tips would be going their way, do you think?
Probably not very much.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you're going to engage in that line of work, odds are you probably got something to sell.
Look,
out there.
I'll do
on
a
the
deep
wares.
Dive on this story.
You do
oh. For you for everyone. Just,
yes, do it for everyone.
It's a public service.
You like girls? We like girls.
Right.
Everybody likes girls. Folks at Nickelodeon, I've got a new show. Lip Sync Battle Shorties. That's right. You got it. You know. You can assume.
Really?
Little people?
No.
Oh.
Dogs.
Nickelodeon.
Too.
Dogs. What the?
I thought little people immediately.
On Nickelodeon, did you? The famous channel for midgets? The famous
Say
midget
it.
Network Nickelodeon?
Well, they can't be on Nickelodeon? Something wrong with it?
What are the odds are... If it's a Nickelodeon show, that it's adult little people lip-syncing.
How is that not entertaining for everyone?
Well, it's a better guess than dogs.
I was mocking whoever made the original bad guess by a worse guess.
That was me.
Okay. I couldn't remember.
It's kids. It's kids
oh, okay.
lip-syncing pop songs from their favorite artists.
Steve Harvey's hosting?
No, no. Oh, no. Oh. Oh, no, it's much worse.
Oh, no. He loves those kids.
Nick Cannon has been tagged as the host of their new show.
Why do they keep giving him jobs?
And because I think they were afraid that it wasn't going to be annoying enough just with him as host, they have as his co-host, JoJo Siwa. Do you know who JoJo Siwa is?
No, I don't.
Oh, this little cretin.
Is she a Disney kid?
No, she's a YouTube sensation. She used to be on Dance Moms. And now she's a YouTube sensation, and she's so freaking annoying.
There she is. She's a 14-year-old kid from Nebraska.
Oh. Here's she gives you helpful videos on YouTube, like, how to pack.
Hey, everyone, it's JoJo. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. Now, if you know me or if you follow me, you know that I am always traveling. Therefore, I'm supposed to be a professional traveler. But no. No matter how many times you pack a suitcase in your life, it's not easy and it never will be.
Oh,
okay, so the first issue is that even though you may think you have time to pack, you really don't. You have to leave in like 10 minutes
and
give you zero time to pack.
I can't!
Ralph, I just Googled her and brought up her first YouTube video, which is for her song called Boomerang. It has her song, by the way. Yeah, she sings also. It has 309 million views on YouTube.
Oh, wow.
I did mention she was a sensation.
She is indeed.
Why is she yelling at us?
That's a great question.
Just let me pack. I don't need you yelling at me.
Her and Nick Cannon are going to make quite the television team up.
That sounds like appointment television right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nick Cannon, by the way, got hired to host something else. That is stunning.
Yeah.
I like our idea, Kevin.
Right?
Yeah.
With little people, get little Brad to host.
Some dogs.
Get Brad to host.
Yeah.
We're in.
Today's better than this show Ralph's described
right?
it.
Yep.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Mary Louise Parker is 53 years old today. Actor Sam Worthington is 41. Edward Furlong is 40 years old. What's Edward Furlong doing these days?
I don't know.
Anybody know?
Hopefully just trying to stay clean.
Heard from him in a while.
Nick Diaz of the UFC is 34. And my buddy, Kevin Smith, celebrates his 47th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I don't want to toot our own horns, but a lot of reasons to listen to the Kevin Bean Show today. Not the least of which is the great Tony Hale joins us right now. He really is the best, right?
He's the best. Yeah.
Adam Carolla coming up just after 9 o'clock this morning. We got more tickets for all the theme parks that were given away with Six Flags, the San Diego Zoo and Safari Park, and the Knott's Berry places. And now, the best of all, because it's Wednesday, the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices.
Right?
Right?
Bleah.
The Wheel of Bad Animal Voices.
Bleah. Yay.
We do it every Wednesday.
Yay.
Everybody's excited.
Yay.
It's time for the...
Okay, I was supposed to read the stories on it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I was confused by it.
Yeah, that's on me.
It happens every goddamn week.
That one's on me.
How can you not know how it works?
Don't we talk about what's on the wheel and then we spin,
yes.
spin it after we do the theme song?
Right, it happens.
Here are the stories on the wheel. The jeans.
Well, hold on a second. Hold on a second. What happened, Kevin?
What do you think happened? I hit the theme because I thought we were supposed to hit the theme, and
he
I wasn't.
Hit the theme, and my head swiveled, and his eyes got so big, and he's like, oh, was I not?
Yep.
And then he stopped it.
This was a success.
Right?
Good Lord.
The Gene Simmons looking cast.
How many times in a row do you have to do something, do you think, before you learn how it's done?
The Union Busting Goats.
Right. Mr. Handsome. 100, 150, 200.
He's the weekly world wheel O.
Mr. Handsome, the enormous internet famous stray cat.
Oh, I'd like to talk to Mr. Handsome.
Larry, the snail racing champion of the world.
Oh, I love Larry too.
The demon goat terrifying a town.
What town?
It doesn't say here.
Goatsville.
And the squirrel assaulting people in Brooklyn.
Oh, that's just sad.
So those are the stories on the wheel. Now I do this?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
It's time for the Wheel of Animal Voices. Where do you think it's gonna land?
Don't know.
It's gonna be pretty bad, but Kevin and me don't care, so we'll do it anyway. It's time for the Wheel of Animal Voices.
I have a very low success rate of getting the one I want, but I'm pulling for Larry today. I'm feeling some Larry. I'm a little snail talk.
Uh-huh.
Let's see how it goes.
And it is Larry.
Wow.
Hey!
The snail racing champion of the world.
I love this story, by the way. I love this story.
Did you know that there was a snail champion?
Yes, snail racing champion. I've read about it in previous
years.
It's an annual event. It happens in Congham, England, the World Snail Racing Championship. There were over 130 snails in competition this year.
Now, do the snails know that they're in a competition?
Oh, they've been training their whole life.
Well, some of them may have been training and some of them may be veterans of previous snail races. But here's why Larry is such an inspirational story to snails and humans all over the world. Larry was just discovered in the garden of a local woman near the place where the competition was being held the night before the big race.
Oh, so he wasn't bred for racing.
He's an amateur.
Like they do.
He's an amateur who shows up at the freaking Olympics, basically, is what happened,
right.
And wins. He managed to win with no training, with never having seen the course before.
All those other snails that have been training their whole lives must be really angry.
And apparently, according to the race organizer, it was a very tough competition this year because it was a bit windy. So the snails don't like wind. So all the times you're going to find this hard to believe on the snail race, all the times were slow this year. Larry, with a blazing, blazing record-setting 13 inches in 2 minutes and 47 seconds to win the race.
Wow.
He went a foot in 2 minutes and 47 seconds. That is flying for a snail, you guys.
Right.
I just think it's a remarkable story, and I'm delighted. And I think we asked Dave if there's any way we could talk to the lady who found Tara Beasley, the lady who found Larry the night before the big race. I believe we have her on the phone from her home in England right now. Hello, Tara.
Tara?
Tara? Are you there?
Hello.
Wait, is this? Hold on a sec. Is this Larry the Snail?
Larry the Snail.
Larry.
Yeah,
the snail, right.
The
snail.
Snail.
Well, congratulations on your big win. How does it feel to be a champion?
Well,
I mean, not a long answer, Larry.
It feels
pretty good.
Great.
Very
satisfying.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Larry, I'm here to.
I
thought you'd be faster.
Never
raced before.
Right.
Thought about
racing, and racing. Then you did it and you won. Right, okay.
Yeah. Racing.
Hey, I'm hearing a lot of squishing. Okay. Oh, dear.
Then.
Oh, Larry.
We're going to have to go to yes or no questions, you guys. Okay.
Important tip.
Teach you about how to interview a snail when you go to broadcasting school.
Right.
Wrap it up.
The fastest time. Good time.
Give a gift.
Yes,
a
you
gift.
Do.
Okay.
A lot of squishing. Where are you headed to, Larry?
Yes or no questions.
Just the city.
Just yes or no questions.
Where are you headed?
Come on, Allie. I mean, work with us here.
Right. Yes.
Footlocker.
You don't wear shoes.
That's not a yes or no.
Getting
an endorsement deal.
Okay.
Endorsement deal.
Endorsement.
Yeah!
Kevin speaks snail.
Woo!
I think he said.
Did you get there?
Were you happy that you beat out you, Slime Bolt?
Yes!
Do you plan on racing again?
Yes.
Did you enjoy the trophy, which was just a bunch of lettuce?
Yes.
Do you feel like
not
this interview...
Not as funny with yes or no questions.
No, it really isn't.
Kimberly DeVries from Northridge. Hey, way to go. Thanks so much for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. You are going to be having a fantastic summer and fall at Knott's Soak City, Knott's Berry Farm, San Diego Safari Park, San Diego Zoo, Six Flags Hurricane Harbor, and Six Flags Magical Mountain. You've won passes to all of them. KROQ.com is where you can go if you want another chance to win. And we've got one more coming up still here before the end of today's Kevin and Bean Show.
Anthony the Mooch Scaramucci had a job for 10 days.
Not only, by the way, don't fret. This story is not about politics or the president. This is just about a guy losing his job in 10 days. So do I have this right, Allie? He quit his job in New York and moved to Washington.
Sold his company, yeah.
Sold his company, quit his job in New York, moved to Washington, D.C., and while he was there for 10 days, his wife had a baby and filed for divorce.
Yeah.
So he missed the birth of his child because he was in D.C. and his wife filed for divorce. And then he got fired after 10 days on the job. Now, look, I know that it is a very difficult job being communications director of the White House. Imagine. Very difficult
job.
Yeah,
it's impossible.
Easy to screw up. Easy to get in trouble. Easy to do the wrong thing. But no one has lasted anywhere near as short a time in the nation's history as Scaramucci did. He was in and out in 10 days. And that got us thinking about how many times people get fired even quicker than that. You're so excited you get a job, it doesn't not just work out, it doesn't work out on the first day in some cases. Kevin, that happened to you.
Yeah, I had a construction job in Phoenix and I didn't like it. So I went to lunch and then just didn't go back. And then I showed up the next morning, and the boss was like, why are you here? Go home. I was like, okay.
Wait, you showed up again the next day, even though you left at lunch the day before?
Because I didn't hear anything.
Oh, so you just decided,
hey, are we cool?
Maybe that's just what we do.
Maybe he doesn't even know that I missed.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you were slacking right out of the gate.
Yeah, I didn't really like the job. So
I moved he did fire
I moved on to bigger and better things.
Yeah, yeah, you certainly did. So he did fire you when you showed up for day two.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's a great example, though, of just a bad fit. In this case, the employee made the decision. It sounds like the employee made the decision it was a bad fit. But most of the time, it's the employer that makes the decision. So we want to hear from you. How did you get fired? First day, first couple of days, first week. You thought it was going to last a lot longer than that, and it just didn't work out. I saw a story, I want to say it was just last month, about a lady who got a very prestigious job. Gosh, I wish I had looked this up. She graduated from Harvard, and she got a really, really good job. And she was kind of stressed out about it, and she wanted to blow off some steam, so she went out the night before with her friends to celebrate. And as a result of that, she overslept the next morning.
Oh, no.
And she showed up for her brand new job as a Harvard graduate, and her boss said, you know, this isn't kind of how we do things here. And she's like, you know, dude, I was stressed out, and I tied one on with my friends last night.
Come on, you know, like you do.
Like you do. This is a stressful time for me starting a new job. She said on morning one of day one. And she was fired. They let her go. They're like, I don't remember what the company was, but it really wasn't the kind of company that you could just casually stroll in when you feel like it the next morning.
I don't know how many companies like that there are.
Yeah, no. I don't think so either. I think
especially on the first day.
Right, I think you got to build up a little equity to kind of be able to take advantage of the rules a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I think I've only ever been fired one time in my whole life.
That's it?
I think only one time in my
whole
life.
You need to pick it up.
And I've told that story before, and it was, you know, it was years into a job, so it didn't have anything to do with what we're talking about here today. But if that's you, we want to hear from you right now at 1-800-520-1067. Let's see if we can get, can we get either Adrian or Ryan? Let's get Adrian. Line one, please, Los Angeles.
Hey, Adrian.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks.
All right, so I was working at Costco, and I was there not in clean training for 3 days. I showed up late all 3 days because we started at 4 a.m.
Right.
And the manager came up to me and said, hey, we need to make an example and we got to let you go. And I said, that kind of sucks, but okay.
So you were heartbroken.
In your defense, though, 4 a.m. is ridiculous, right?
Yeah, that was bad.
But it was 3 days in a row?
Yeah, like, and they still made me work the last day. Instead of like, you know.
How could they do that?
Yeah, they can't fire you at the end of the day. Hey, we're firing you now, but you got to work the rest of the day. They can't do that.
Yeah, they kind of did, though.
Oh, Adrian, that's on you.
That's sort of on you, Adrian.
I hate
are
to
you
say.
Are
we
hiring?
No. No,
I
we're
mean,
not.
He shows up late. Why not? He'd fit right in.
Right? That's true. Thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate that. Let's go to Ryan, East LA. Okay, so Adrian was Costco. Ryan, what kind of business were you fired from in the first week?
I was working for a fast-paced law firm. I was doing hospitality and office services.
Oh, okay. Fancy.
And yeah, how long did you last?
I was there for 3 days.
And what do you think went wrong there?
I mean, it could have been. They said I wasn't a good fit, but I think it might have been something about me finding an old scotch bottle in one of the closets.
And drinking it?
And maybe taking a swig and maybe.
Okay. Right.
When you can't drink at work, who needs it, right?
Especially if it's not your alcohol. Thank you for the call. Well, appreciate that. Let's go to
again,
Mario.
Ryan would fit in here.
Yes, right? So far, man. All we're doing is hiring new K-Rock employees. Let's go to Mario and Whittier. He's up next, line four.
All right. Hey, Mario.
How's it going?
Good. I feel like this topic is perfect for Kevin and Bean listeners. I feel like almost everyone listening to our show has a story just like yours, Mario. What happened?
I worked at an oil change place for 1 day, and I missed out on Ozfest to only get fired at the end of the day.
Oh, the end of your shift firing sucks.
So you didn't go to Ozfest, but you still got fired on the first day?
Yes, sir.
For what?
It just wasn't working on out, apparently.
But they got to tell you more than that.
You're there for 1 day. You had to do something extreme.
Did you do something wrong?
I think what it was is that I didn't smoke, and all these guys went on a smoke break.
Yeah, they fired you for not smoking. Come on, Mario. Tell us what happened.
So I just didn't want to partake in their little 420 break on lunch. So they got kind of awkward about it.
You know how mad stoners get.
Right? The stoners with the bad tempers.
All right, Mara, you're a terrible liar, but we appreciate the call. Thanks. Victor, Al, Ray, you guys hang on, and we're taking your calls and text. Same number, 1-800-520-1067, right after.
Got time to squeeze in one phone call. Where do you want to go?
Let's go to Ray. He is streaming the Kevin and Bean Show this morning from Ithaca, New York. He's got a story that's going to make you very sad about where he got fired from, Kevin.
Hey, Ray.
Hey, I got fired from Dairy Queen.
Oh, that hurts, man.
Stupid trademark swirl on my second day.
What?
You couldn't make the swirl?
You know that little swirl, the little kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah, how...
Yeah, doesn't it kind of just come out of the machine, kind of already swirling? All you really have to do is kind of hold the cup under it, no?
No, there's like a kind of a technique, and the owner, it was a brand new franchise, and the owner had just come from Dairy Queen school, and I guess had learned the technique, and he was a little upset that mine was the little peak and not the swirl. And I kind of laughed at him when he did it, because he made like his technique, he got his whole body into it. His jaw was open. He was really, you know, concentrating.
So you weren't putting the right amount of work into it. You laughed, and you laughed at him.
Don't sweat the technique, Ray.
Right?
Very nice, Ellie. That's a sad story, though, because you get that job at Dairy Queen, you're thinking, oh, my God, all this ice cream forever. But then, second day. Thanks for calling. Yours are next on K-Rock. Our friend Emmy Award-winning Tony Hale from Veep and the new film Lullaby New Jersey joins us in studio here on the Kevin and Bean Show in about 20 minutes. Right now, we're taking your calls.
It's Brave New Jersey.
Oh, is that what it's called? Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, Tony. We are taking your calls and your texts on getting fired like Anthony Scaramucci did from the White House in 10 days. So far, none of our listeners have lasted more than 3 or 4 days. But we want to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067. Allie, we're getting a bunch of texts. What are you seeing?
Yeah, someone from the 951 said, fired after 4 days because I slept with the boss's daughter. That'll do it,
I
right?
guess. Sure.
Not sure if it was all 4 days, but good for you. This one, someone got fired their first week from Subway. They were putting too many tomatoes on the sandwiches. That is a no-no.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So you get written up for that?
Well, sure. Yeah, you're wasting tomatoes.
Yeah, I bet they are very specific at Subway as to the exact way to make each sandwich.
Sure. But how much can you screw up tomatoes that you get fired after 4 days? Doesn't somebody just have to tell you once, just put however much on?
Listen, this person from the 909 was obviously making a point with the tomatoes.
All right.
Let's go to Marianne Line 6, please, Cerritos. I would imagine lots of people get fired and lots of people quit from telemarketing jobs. Doesn't that just seem awful?
Yeah, it does.
Soulless.
It really was. It was right out of college, and this was about 20 years ago, so it was before the internet. So basically it was selling a glorified phone book to senior citizens with a bunch of medical device and medical supply phone numbers.
And how many days did you last at that job?
Almost 3 hours.
Almost 3 hours. What happened? What happened within the 3 hours?
I had an interview. I mean, it was a real honest-to-goodness job, and I came in that morning. I got trained. They thought I was going to do great. I got on the phone, and they listened in, and apparently I wasn't aggressive enough. And I had a big lecture from the manager, Pipsqueak, about 5 minutes older than I was, that was saying that I wasn't.
Oh, see the attitude right there. Marianne has a bad attitude. I think maybe he made the right decision.
Or Marianne was feeling bad about squeezing old people for a product they didn't need.
Yeah.
They wanted me to pull them around like sheep, quote unquote, and they would go wherever I lead them. And I took offense to that, and I thought I could do it a different way. And by lunchtime, I got brought into the owner of the company, and we looked at each other, and I said, this isn't working. And he said, I agree. And I literally just turned around and walked out and never went back.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah, that's a classic definition of not a good fit, it sounds like. So.
It really, really was not. You guys have a wonderful morning. Bye,
thank you, Marianne.
Allie.
Bye.
Bye, Marianne. Thank you so much. Let's try, how about Mike in Huntington Beach, please, line one. He was working at Netflix, you guys. Now, does that sound like that would be fun or not fun?
I think
so.
Fun.
Fun.
Mike?
It was very much not fun.
Not fun.
Not fun. What went wrong at Netflix?
What did you do there?
So I basically sat in a warehouse, and then when people mailed back the DVDs, you had to rip open the package, make sure the DVD matched what it said on front, and make sure there was no scratches or anything, and you had to do 600 an hour. So it was like one every 12 seconds.
600 an hour? You're not a robot.
And he was making 4 cents a day. It's crazy.
That's unbelievable. Well, thank God you got fired. What finally went wrong with that job after almost a week?
Well, so it started at 3 a.m. I stayed out partying a little too late one night. I showed up there at 3:15. They said, if you're late, don't try to sneak in. Just come and talk to your supervisor. So I told them, like, hey, I'm sorry I was a little late. Finished my shift, got home at 8 in the morning, went to sleep, woke up around noon with a voicemail that I'd been fired. My services were no longer needed.
Wow. Yeah, go ahead and tell us about that. Okay, I was late. You're fired. That's rough.
Now, there was some relief, though, to lose that terrible job, right?
You know, I got it through a temp agency. It was like, you know, desperate times. So that was just, you know, extra motivation to get out of it.
I gotcha. All right. Thank you for the call, Mike. Really appreciate you listening. By the way, I saw a lot of stories at Christmas time last year about people who work in the Amazon warehouse.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That is that's another one of those brutal jobs where I don't remember what the specifics were, but the amount of merchandise you had to pull off the shelves and put into those little boxes on the, you know, on the little conveyor belts was astonishing.
Yeah.
How hard you have to work.
Yeah, no thanks.
And probably long shifts during the holidays.
Yes, very long days, exactly. All right, let's try Alex in Palmdale. She is up next, line 4. She has what sounds like a possibly very interesting story.
Hey, Alex.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. What job did you have?
Hi. So at the time, it was like maybe 12 years ago, I was fresh out of school, nursing school. I actually had like a 4.2 GPA, so I actually got a job real quick.
All right.
I also got fired real quick because the hiring person then loved my resume and all that, but he fired me in 3 hours when he found out I couldn't speak Spanish. He's like, you just looked the part.
looked the part.
He assumed you spoke Spanish based on your look or name or something.
My name's Alex Carlin, so I have a very, you know, Irish name, but I'm Hispanic too.
Did they not say in the interview that you have to be able to speak Spanish?
No, my resume says English speaking. And I pointed it out, too. I'm like, you know, my resume doesn't say bilingual. It says English speaking. And
yeah.
Like, oh. Well, I just assumed, like, okay, well, that's your problem. So
turned out it wasn't.
It sucked so bad. And I was like, whatever. I got another interview in 2 weeks later, right? So now I'm working for this new person. And about halfway down my shift, a patient started talking to me in Spanish. And I was like, I'm sorry, you have to slow down because I don't understand completely. Well, the head nurse heard it. Pulled me in the office, told me, can you please say placenta in Spanish? And I was like, I have no idea how to say placenta in Spanish because it was for delivery rooms. It was like that kind of practice and got fired at the end of my shift.
So you got fired twice. Wouldn't it have been quicker just to learn Spanish?
Sure. That's a good point. Kevin's not wrong, Alex.
For God's sakes. It's not that difficult. All right. Thank you for the call. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:52.
Ralph, is Tony Hill in the next room?
Tony is in the next room.
All right. Let's all be professional. Let's not embarrass our guest. He's going to be joining us coming up right after the top.
If we could do that, don't you think we would have been doing that
for years?
This whole time?
I'm just saying for 5 minutes, let's try to keep it a professional organization. That's all I'm saying. Because we got an Emmy winner in the house. So let's shape up, everybody. Right. Tony Hale joins us right after the top of the hour here on KROQ. Adam Carolla at 9 o'clock as well. First, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Well, Tony and I were old pals because we're old co-stars together.
You're old co-stars together in what?
The award-winning feature film Yoga Hosers.
Oh. Tony's in that, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
You don't seem too impressed.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
To both of you.
He played Lily Rose's dad, Johnny Depp's daughter's dad in that film. It was very funny. I'm guessing you've never seen it, Bean.
No, I missed that one.
Never saw Yoga Hosers.
I mean, that's not for Bean.
It's a very funny film.
Agreed.
Yes.
But for Bean? Look, I don't know.
I mean, I should have seen it for Tony Hale being in it.
It's a whole new... Or me! Or the fact that I'm...
Yeah, you're
I'm
in it, too.
Like
I meant
the whole third act of
I
the
meant
film.
You too.
It's me and Johnny Depp.
Yeah, I meant to see you, right. Yeah.
Fire must cleanse us.
Fire must cleanse us, right, Chip? You're absolutely right. To burn this mother down.
Fire must cleanse us.
All right. Sad news.
Uh-oh.
Remember Cash Me Outside? How about that?
Don't
Catch
tell
me
they.
How about that?
Cash Don't me tell outside. Me they canceled the tour.
Well, no, the tour may be on because she was sentenced to the charges of grand theft auto, possession of marijuana, and filing a false report that she pled guilty to on June 28th. The sentencing finally came through in Palm Beach County Court in Delray Beach, Florida. And she has been sentenced to 5 years probation.
So she can still tour.
No time. She's not doing any time.
That's
right?
Great. That's great news.
It's not great news.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Ralph, you and I are going to the concert.
Well, yeah,
Don't
I know.
Don't forget that.
But I thought the concert was even better after about 5 years in prison. She came out, like, really hungry to be an artist. So, yeah. 5 years probation, but she's not going to do any time.
She should do time just for...
Catch me outside. How about that? Right?
Agree.
Felony obnoxiousness. Can we charge her with that? Yeah, so... I guess she's only 14. I guess you don't want her to do any time, but still. Maybe a little.
Is it wrong that I do?
Can we scare her straight somehow?
That it?
No, I'm just... I'm, okay. Check. A little bummed. Not as bummed as Aaron Hayes, however. I couldn't believe this when I read this story. This hurts. You know, when you're an actor, it's hard enough to get on a series. And then when your series is doing well and being successful, you think, whew, I'm out of the woods. I'm good for a couple years.
Right.
I can finally get that Prius I've been looking at. It's an actress named Aaron Hayes, who is the co-star of Kevin Can Wait, the new TV series on CBS starring Kevin James. All seemed like it was going well.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
For Aaron. Well, she plays his wife on that show. And they had Leah Remini on the show this season as a guest star. And the producer said, wow, remember King of Queens? That was a great show. Remember Leah Remini and Kevin James together? They made a great team, didn't they? So they're killing off the wife character, and they're bringing on Leah Remini full-time as the co-star of that show.
That is harsh.
That's a bad phone call.
Especially for that actress who people liked on that show, and she didn't do anything wrong, right?
Not a thing.
Wow. They just have a chance to upgrade her with a character people already knew from the old show.
Yeah. Why do you have to kill her, though? Couldn't you just get a divorce?
There's no chance she's ever coming back.
That's the harsh part.
I know. They must have hated her. There must be something else going on in this story, right?
It's crazy.
I liked her. I think she's very talented and lovely.
You don't see a lot of death on CBS sitcoms like that.
Yeah. You don't see a lot of popular sitcoms just getting rid of their players in the first season.
Yeah.
But I read the story. I felt so bad for her.
Yeah, that sucks.
Her character will pass away, said the president of CBS, and will be moved forward a year in time to pick up the characters after they've already coped with her death. So they're not even going to mourn her.
They're not going to show that part.
Wow.
Like, remember, Mom? Yeah, I'm glad she's dead. Anyway, hey, here comes Leah Remini.
So they just pick up, he's got a new wife.
Well, no, it's not a new wife.
Oh, okay.
Leah, apparently the character she played on this guest star, this stunt casting guest star role she did, was his former partner. He plays an ex-cop, and she was his former partner. So apparently she's coming back in that capacity. Doesn't mean there can't be romance in their future or whatever,
sure.
I'm assuming. But, yeah. So anyway, right?
So that happened.
Speaking of television, you know, I always think it's interesting and funny when we take a look at the Nielsen ratings, to see what America's watching that we're not watching.
Well, the last time you did it, we none of us had seen almost any of the shows in the top 10.
Right. That was just overall. That was top 10 overall. Uh-huh. I thought it'd be more interesting to get a little more specific and look at the hot 18 to 49 demographic.
Okay.
These are people
okay.
18 years old to 49 years old. This way we take out, nothing against CBS, but we take out, you know.
Yeah.
You know, the Blue Bloods and the NCISs.
Right.
Let's take a look at what...
I like it.
These are the hot shows. These are the hip shows. These are the cool shows that people are watching.
All right. Hot shows, hit shows. Now, what's the time period? Are we talking about now, summertime, when there's bunches of reruns on, or just the overall season, or what?
It's this week's.
This week's. Okay.
Yeah. It's current.
I am still going to guess, even though it's in reruns, Modern Family is one that the kids still enjoy.
Not in the top 10.
That's
a good guess, I thought.
There's
only one scripted show in the time.
Still another
the
one
Bachelorette.
Of
those.
Good guess on that scripted show.
No, but there's 9 others that aren't.
Yes. The number 5 is The Bachelorette.
Thank you.
America's Got Talent. Got to be on there.
America's Got Number 1.
Wow. Yeah,
America's Got Talent number 1.
Too. Yeah. Allie, do you remember what the scripted show was that was on the list last time we did this?
Was it Big Bang Theory?
Big Bang Theory, Allie, number 8. Okay. In the top 10. A rerun of Big Bang Theory,
yeah.
By the way.
Mm-hmm. I would put this on the top 10, but it was also a rerun. I've seen it twice. Dateline.
You would put that on every list about
Dateline. Yeah, I would. Yeah. So good.
Dateline and then Murder, He Said, Murder, She Wrote, Murder, Murder, They Had.
That's my top 10.
Murder, They Loved. That's your top 10. No, no Dateline.
The Voice isn't on right now, so that's not it. I'm trying to think what other reality. Oh, how about Big Brother?
Big Brother, number 2, number 3, number 4, all Big Brother episodes. Thursday, Wednesday, and Sunday. So that's your top 5 right there. Bachelorette, 3 Big Brothers, and America's Got Talent. The rest, at number 10, The Wall.
Wow.
At number 9, MasterChef. 8, we mentioned, was Big Bang Theory, American Ninja Warrior, and World of Dance, number 6.
That's right.
Those are your top 10 television programs in the United States of America.
So Big Brother, 2, 3, and 4.
You know what? This and people say, oh, why is there so much crap on television? Because people are bad. Because that's why. Because these dumbasses are watching these shows. Big Brother.
I hate to judge that show having not seen a second of it.
You do that with everything else.
Having not seen a
which show are you talking about? Big Brother?
Big Brother,
it's awful. It's awful. It's unbearable.
I haven't seen or read or heard anything about it to suggest otherwise.
It's Jersey Shore in a house. Instead of Jersey Shore being Jim Tan Laundry, they just sit in a house.
Why do you suppose
there are a bunch of dumb people in a house?
Why are you bad, America?
Why do you suppose it appeals to so many viewers, Ralph?
Because people are bad.
Are there a lot of hot chicks on it?
Yeah,
in bikinis.
Yeah, they're usually a young, attractive group of people.
Huh?
But it's inexplicable.
Hmm.
So I'm just saying. These are the dark times. These are the end times. The dark ages. Fire must cleanse us, is what I'm saying. Today's celebrity birthdays. Mary Louise Parker is 53 years old today. Sam Worthington is 41 years old. Ed Furlong from The Terminator. We don't know what he's up to.
Yeah, who knows?
40 years old today. And director, writer, raconteur, actor, TV personality, podcaster. My buddy Kevin Smith celebrates his 47th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Jesus. What is that?
Why
is there so much yelling? Tony Hale is fragile.
No, guys.
He just put his headphones on. And I think maybe they were a little too loud.
You should have said what was that band?
AFI.
AFI?
AFI.
Exact words.
Sounds like Whitesnake.
Does not sound like Whitesnake. How dare you?
Look, I just threw out a hair band.
It's a wonderful band and a wonderful song, but you put your headphones on and they're too loud and it's the last 2 seconds and Davey's screaming like that.
We all
know that Tony is in a very tender place right now.
He's very vulnerable.
Yeah. Very vulnerable right now.
Doesn't help with all the characters I play that are completely emasculated. Like now my life is fragile.
Yeah, you've certainly nailed that kind of character, haven't you, Tony?
I do emasculation well.
You're sure real good at that, man.
How much of that is you?
Oh, God. Again, what if I start crying right now?
No, but seriously.
Because
you have to have a certain amount of confidence to do what you do.
Yeah. I think I've struggled with anxiety in my life, so I know where to pull from.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I think I don't know. I guess when you kind of struggle, in my history, I've had anxiety. I'm kind of a vulnerable person, and then you kind of take that to the extreme, you know?
But wouldn't it be crazy if the real Tony Hale, like, came in here with, like, a gun and, like, a sleeveless T-shirt, and he was all, like, buff and stuff.
Tatted up.
Image just scares me.
It made me hot.
Swearing at us.
Yeah. Did it?
No.
Okay. No, there's nothing hot about that.
No.
However, I am from the South. It sounds pretty redneck.
Yeah.
I grew up with those people.
Very Florida.
I love Florida. I'm not going to give
money.
I
do. Let's be honest.
Wait, seriously?
Oh, come on. I love a good mall. I love a good strip mall.
We love Florida because all of the ridiculous stories come out of Florida.
They do, but there's something about it. And those people that love Florida out there will understand when you walk, when you get to Florida, you get it.
Like, so you love Florida for real, ironically.
Look,
like
I love an airbrush t-shirt. I love a strip mall. All right. I love a food court.
You know you can get those other places.
No, they're not the same.
Okay.
Not like in Florida.
Okay.
But let me ask you this, because when we think of Florida, most people, when they think of Florida, they think of southern Florida. That's the places that seem
yes,
to be.
Yes, I was northern Florida.
Yeah, you're Tallahassee, which is really like living in what? Like Georgia or something,
yeah, it's
right?
Very Georgian. It's a mix. It's a mix. But I Miami, I didn't really spend a lot of time in Miami.
I don't see you as a Miami guy.
No. You don't see me on like the strip.
Not on South Beach?
No, come on.
With a banana
with
hammock?
My cutoff t-shirt.
Tony, how old were you when you moved away from Florida?
I left after high school. I went to school in Alabama then.
So you didn't go far.
There's a whole road trip happening.
Wow.
There's a whole redneck road trip that went on.
How about that?
So how did you ever end up in California?
Well, I went to college in Alabama, and then I moved to New York, and I was there for 8 years, kind of pursuing acting.
What kind of a crazy shock was that, being from Florida and Alabama, going to New York?
It was a lot. But I remember I moved to New York in 1995, didn't know anybody. And I remember I moved 7 times in the first 7 months and just bouncing from like sublet to sublet.
Really?
But then lived there, loved it, did off Broadway theater, way off.
That just means on the sidewalk in front of the theater.
Oh, I did Shakespeare in the parking lot. I'm serious. I did Taming of the Shrew, and it was Shakespeare in the parking lot. And that was in the East Village.
Awesome,
and that was off et cetera Broadway. And then I did commercials. And then
what was your first commercial?
My first commercial. Oh, good question.
Don't
was
remember?
MCI. Where there was an angel and a devil on my shoulder.
Okay.
And it never aired. And I told my entire family about it, and it didn't air.
Yeah,
that was a tough day.
And then they were like, Tony, stop lying to us.
Exactly.
It's okay. We accept you like you are.
And then I met my wife in New York. She was a makeup artist on SNL at the time. And then in 2003, the audition for Arrested came out, and that's what moved me to L.A. I've been here ever since.
Did you fly out here for the...
For the callback.
Try out for it?
Yeah. And I was so overwhelmed.
What did they tell you about that character going into the audition? Because that's a weird storyline, that Arrested Development.
Oh, he's pretty normal, Buster.
I mean, no. Come on.
They said like man-child.
Nailed it.
Said he's got a lot of issues with his mom.
Right.
Nailed it.
did you ever come
however,
close?
I was, oh, sorry.
To giving up,
oh,
as
always.
Many actors do. Really, always. when you were in New York doing that commercials, there come a point where you thought, you know what, this is my dream. I'd love to do it, but how realistic is it?
Oh, always. And I always tell people, like, when young actors ask me kind of advice, I say, before you jump into your career, invest in a community, because that's what's going to give you longevity. Because like my friends,
what does that mean? Oh, your friends,
just like my friends in my community that I had in New York, that when things got crappy, that saw who you were and kind of pushed you forward. That's what kept you in there. If I didn't have that, then it would have been gone.
Was that difficult for you to do, moving there knowing no one?
Yes. But that's where the time that I spent just kind of with meeting people and doing shows and a church I was going to, just kind of meeting friends that way. And that's what formed the community.
I'm curious about that acting community. So it's more camaraderie and rooting for one another rather than feeling as if you were in competition for each other? Because you got a lot of young actors sometimes even going for the same roles, right?
Yeah, I think there was a lot of competition. However, in New York, it was more of a melting pot. So not all of my friends were actors. A lot of them were in fashion. Some were in Wall Street. Some were dancers. You know, it was just that kind of sense of like we were just it was a different variety of people. We're out here, you do find a lot of people in the entertainment business. Over there, it's a little more of a melting pot.
See, Tony's a nice guy, so lots of people want to be friends with him. That's what not everybody has.
Why are you
mean?
When you quote unquote made it and Arrested Development came out, not that it was the biggest hit in the world, but it was on network TV for a few years.
It still makes me angry that wasn't one of the best shows of all time. I mean,
like
I think
it didn't do 10 seasons.
It wasn't
noticed
as that. Yeah.
Yeah. My question is, you cut all of those losers out of your life, though, once you made it, right?
What if I did? That would be awful. Not at all.
Jason Bateman, voicemail.
Oh, you mean from Arrested? Or you're
no,
talking
I bet your people
your
back in New York. Yeah, your people back in New York. You ditch those losers, right?
We actually still, a lot of them moved out to L.A., and we're all still very close.
Is that right?
Wow. Yeah.
Even Wall Street guy?
Even Wall. He's in New York. My buddy Matt's in New York.
All right.
In jail, probably, right?
But, right. Yeah. But a lot of my friends, like a lot of my writer friends and stuff, they moved out here, so we're still really close.
How yeah. about that? There's a happy ending here, you guys.
Right?
It's not like,
and, you know,
here,
we start the new season soon, and that's weird. But just coming back to this, the character. But however, I was asked recently the question, like, how do you kind of get back into Buster? And anytime I hear Jessica Walter's voice, who plays Lucille, it's like a Pavlovian response.
Just you can't
She has this degrading, like, Buster way about her.
Yes.
And it's just, I'm just
snapped
back.
She hates you. She sort of hates
me.
Yeah.
And I'm
is
in it.
Is it a trigger situation for you if you come across Archer on TV? Do you all of a sudden just get the heebie-jeebies when you hear her?
I just start shaking and like have a panic attack.
Tony Hale is here, 2-time Emmy Award winner for his performance on Veep. Of course, Arrested Development, as he mentioned, is coming back. And he's got a brand new movie in theaters and available on demand this Friday that we're going to tell you all about. It's called Brave New Jersey. And Tony is, listen to this, you're not going to want to miss this, the romantic lead of this movie.
Shock
of
all.
Our little boy is growing up.
Allie. You're welcome.
More with Tony right after this on K-Rock. He promised he would not forget the little people, by the way, when he started winning Emmys, and he didn't. Tony Hale is back in studio with us here on the Kevin Bean Show on K-Rock. We're dying to talk about your new movie, and I promise we will get to it, available Friday, called Brave New Jersey. But you said something right at the end of that break we just had, Tony, that we have to visit on the air.
Sure.
You love going to high school reunions.
I love high school reunions. I love reunions in general, I'm clearly having a seizure. whether it's college or high school, I love them.
Because you love to connect with old friends.
Yeah, and I think I also don't remember. I don't remember a lot from high school and college. And so when I kind of go back.
Isn't that awkward?
When I go back. Yeah, I have face blindness where I'm like, who are the
people? Hey, Tony, remember me?
But I.
We had 8 years of sitting next to each other in homeroom. Remember
my response
me?
Is, oh my God, yes! but I like to hear stories of kind of high school and college because it brings back those memories. I love that stuff.
I don't know a lot of people who love high school reunions.
I love it. Do you not, Al? It sounds like you did not like them.
I went to my year reunion.
Sure.
And I went to an all-girls Catholic school.
Okay.
And
I don't know what that bell's for.
Yeah, I think you do. it was just, you know, snotty girls.
Oh, okay.
But it
do
was
you
nice
have good
to
memory,
see.
Though? Do you
I,
have, like...
Yes, okay. I remember all of them, and all the harm they did to my psyche.
Sure.
Yes.
Do you remember stories from that, like your life pretty clearly back then?
I do. What's
See,
happening
I don't.
With you?
You don't,
I don't
remember almost anything
I
from
don't.
High school?
I remember the general framework.
Right.
But I don't remember specifics. And I think a lot of it, not to get deep, I think a lot of it, I just was not a very present kid.
Really?
And later in life, I learned that, I mean, I'm learning about just kind of being more present. I think I checked out a lot. And then when you check out,
same.
You don't remember.
But I haven't learned yet.
Yeah.
Tony, is it?
I'm stuck.
An hour.
Did we talk to Tony yesterday?
Tony, yeah, is it exactly. is it awkward for you to go back now as a well-known person? Does that create weird imbalance?
He does show up in a helicopter and he fast ropes down.
This is what I do. I do. You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Clooney drops him off at the door.
Thank you, Georgie. But this is what happened. My 10-year high school reunion. I had just done a Pepto-Bismol diarrhea commercial.
I was going to ask you when you were talking about commercials if you got any.
And
of
I
those.
Had done a Pepto-Bismol, and I remember thinking, I'm going back to my 10-year reunion. I just did a diarrhea commercial. And I was
feeling, I'm the man.
I was feeling, and I remember thinking, like, yeah, I'm going to get recognized.
Okay, wait, hold on. I'm sorry. That was a positive?
No, trust me. Okay. I was thinking, because I was on TV, and I was like,
okay, for whatever reason.
I was crapping my pants on the train, but I'm like, I'm on TV. And so I go back to my reunion just feeling it, and people just didn't care. And I remember leaving there going, I gave that so much energy, and I feel like such a fool for doing that. So since then, it's like I just don't give that part because once, it's a little weird, but
now
then
you
once,
could. Big
once,
time.
But once you kind of. After like a good like 30 minutes where it's just a little, you know, everybody's kind of asking about the business, then it moves to like high school and college and those stories and then
and wife and really kids and stuff
wife
like
kids.
That.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
That's interesting to me. I remember nothing about my high school at all. In fact, I've been to one high school reunion in my life, Tony, and I didn't recognize a single person.
But you had an accident. You had a head-on accident.
I did. I had a bad head injury when I was in high school.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
When you were in high school?
15.
Yes, I was 15,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. In fact, when I was back for my reunion, I grew up in Maryland, my brother drove me by the high school while I was there. I didn't recognize that. I didn't even recognize the school, wow. And much less the people.
And it looked the same as it did when you went there?
I'm told it did.
Wow.
Yeah,
wait, exactly. How old were you when you had your accident?
15.
Ooh, that is intense.
15. Yeah, so I lost all those memories. But it sounds like you have a good memory.
I did not have an accident. It's just a problem.
But it's cool that it's always cool when other people can tell you stories about your life that you don't know, too, though. So that's.
But when
like
you go back to your town, do you have any kind of nostalgic situation, or is it just there's nothing, hardly any memory?
There's hardly any memory. It's a strange. It's a strange town to me. Yeah, it's very. It's very weird.
Because I love a mall. I love going back to that mall that I always walked around, Governor Square Mall, with the food court, the little shrimp shack.
Right.
And I feel a nostalgia. Got the Great American Cookie Company, where you always get your cookie cake for your birthday. I can't get enough of that stuff. I always get a double doozy.
A double doozy?
Yeah, it's two pieces of cookie with icing in the middle, guys. It's just I've talked
good.
About this cookie for so long. I'm hoping one
good.
Day they send me a gift card. Hasn't
yeah,
happened.
No kidding, right?
Come on,
hasn't happened.
Tony Hale is speaking on K-Rock right now from Arrested Development, from Veep, and from this new film called Brave New Jersey. Now, when did you even have time to make a movie with all the other stuff you're doing, Tony?
I shot this. Oh, man. When did we shoot? Oh, yeah. I think it was 2 years ago. And my buddy Jody Lambert, who directed, is such a fantastic guy. And Denise Shamian was casting it. And they asked me about it. And the whole concept of the movie is it's centered around the War of the Worlds broadcast that Orson Welles did back in 1938.
People who go on the radio and lie about stuff are terrible people. Am I right, Kevin? Right?
Am I right? Guys. For folks who don't know, it's the most famous radio broadcast of all time, and it was a hoax. It was a Halloween Eve performance by Orson Welles and his cast of the Mercury Theater, and they made people think that the Martians had invaded New Jersey, and millions of Americans believed it, and that's with the small town that you're the mayor of. It's how they react to that news that the Martians are coming.
Yeah, in Lullaby, New Jersey, and they missed the first part of the broadcast that said this was a fictional broadcast. They missed it, and so the whole town went into hysteria.
All hell breaks loose.
All
in that
hell
town.
Broke loose. But you think about it, they just had the radio, and they believed it was the gospel truth.
And they all had guns as well.
And they all had guns. Here's the crazy thing. There's still hysteria happening today, and we can fact check.
Good point.
Yeah, true. Yeah, this was early fake news is what this was.
Oh, yeah.
This Martian invasion. So you get to play the mayor, but not a mayor bursting with self-confidence.
Nope.
And not treated very well by the townspeople. And you kind of are pining away from another woman, a married woman in town. And it's kind of a lovely story between you two and between, I guess, all the people in the town about how do you face the fact that you might die at the hands of an alien tonight.
Yeah.
What do you do with those final hours? And that's a fascinating concept.
Yeah, and every character kind of deals with today's going to be your last day, and what would you do with that last day? And then everybody has, and my character has to step up to the plate and ask himself that.
I was so happy with the character development of your character in this movie because you actually were able to...
I know, I didn't stay in a defeated, emasculated state.
You started that way, and I was like,
Veep
oh, no.
Arrested, I've kind of stayed there.
Oh, no, I've seen this
before. Gotten worse.
But you made the turn.
Yeah, it's fun to have some kind of journey where I start developing a spine. And I speak up for myself. But we shot it in Tennessee. You know, I love my southern roots.
Sure.
We shot it in Tennessee. There was a lot of good buffets. And we just, it was super hot, but it was like a 4 to 6 week, maybe 4 week shoot. And it was just fun.
And a wonderful cast, too. You got a couple of your co-stars from Veep.
Yeah, Dan Bacadall and Matt Oberg.
And the great Anna Camp is in this movie. And it's really, really a fun cast. And another thing that I love about you, Tony, is that I don't feel like you can sing or play guitar, but that didn't stop you from
doing both.
Well,
you know what? You're not wrong in that.
I did bring you a clip. Do you mind if I play it?
Oh, sure.
So Tony's character is in love with a woman. And he decides...
This is the first time I've gotten nervous this entire
moment. Oh, really?
Moment.
Well, it's not going to be you shot this.
All of a sudden, the arms started sweating.
You did do this. So you're singing to her, and this is basically your poetry.
Yep.
And then somebody sets off a firework in the middle of it, and then this song goes.
Hope I catch the big one anytime. I'm gonna jump ahead. If that's all right, I'm just gonna jump ahead. Okay. I could go on singing till I'm blue in the face. Oh. This is my long, long, long story short. So yeah, that's my song. Did you like it?
Did you like it?
Yeah.
It needs some work.
It needs some work.
Watching Tony listen to that is now my favorite thing in life.
My hands are sweating. Everything is
now,
on fire.
Now, can you sing and you had to be off tune for the character, or can you not sing?
No, you can't sing.
I can somewhat.
I can carry
a tune.
I could do like a character. Like a funny character.
I'm sorry, did you say funky?
I said funky. But like a funny character singing, but like being really like an American Idol person singing, that's not going
to
happen.
Right. Gotcha. But for this, you could have made this a little better if you wanted to, but it was part of the character.
That was me.
Okay, that was you. All right.
That was me.
This film is called Brave New Jersey. It's in theaters and on demand this Friday. It is showing locally at the Lemley's Monica Film Center in Santa Monica. And if I have the details correct, Tony, you're going to be there on
Saturday. I'm going to be there Saturday night, and we're going to have a little Q&A.
Nice. So see the movie and then talk afterwards, right, with you.
Yeah.
All right. 7:45 this Saturday, August 5th at the Lemley's Monica Film Center in Santa Monica. If you want to see the movie with Tony Hale again, it's called Brave New Jersey.
We've all seen this and we liked it very much. When does Veep come back?
Veep, we start shooting, I think, in the late fall, and then we'll probably come back in April. And man, I don't know if you saw the last season, but it ended where she is going to run for the presidential race again. And my character is not happy about that because I wanted her to stay in rehab right by her side.
Yeah. Of course. And you've been very helpful.
Thank you.
I mean, minus
thank
the you, heart Allie. Attack. Minus
thank
that.
You. The sympathy heart attack that I had because she was having a heart attack.
And what a delightful family Gary has too, by the way.
Speaking of the South, this past season we went back to my hometown for my 40th birthday party, and that was you saw where the pain came from.
Yes,
it was a lot of pain.
That must have been so fun as an actor to film those scenes. It was devastating as a viewer.
It was so up and down. It was like I was excited about my party, and then Selena takes over my party, and then I have this story to tell which I'm excited about, and then she takes my story. It's just like up and down.
Tony, do everything you can to make sure Veep runs forever. Would you please?
Oh, man, I would love that. Yes. Well, I mean, why? Sometimes you kind of think, well, there's a political comedy happening on CNN.
Exactly. You know. All right, so Veep coming back, Arrested Development coming back, Brave New Jersey available this Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Tony Hale here.
Oh, I love being here. Thank you for having
me
again.
You too, Tony. Thank you.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:52.
Shh.
Hey.
Oh, you like this part?
Yeah.
Flash flood alert!
Hey, a quick reminder ahead of Ralph Showbiz Beat and then Adam Carolla joining us just after 9 is that tomorrow at 10 a.m., so 25 hours and 7 minutes from right now, our latest limited edition Kevin and Bean t-shirt is going on sale. And, of course, this time around,
this was a success.
That's what it says on the shirt. This was a success. And then it's got the Kevin and Bean faces on there. And we're only selling them for 24 hours. Thursday morning, that's tomorrow at 10 a.m. until Friday morning at 10 a.m. Put in your order. Just $19.99 plus tax. Part of the proceeds benefit the Friends and Helpers Foundation. And then we'll turn around real fast and get those t-shirts out to you in about a week or so or something like that. You can get all the information at krock.com. It's a good product, you guys.
Agreed. Except for that it has our faces on it.
Well, yeah.
So that lessens it a bit.
What's going on with you, Mr. Gurman?
We don't want to make too much money for charity, so we're just going to put it on sale for 24 hours because we don't want a lot of money for a charity. We just want 24 hours
this
worth.
This really bugs you.
It does bug him.
It's just dumb. It's just dumb.
It's not dumb.
You sell or don't sell.
Because we're working with a company.
Buy it on our terms, people.
But we're
all right? Not on yours. You buy it when we tell you to.
Ralph,
that's it.
We'll make as many t-shirts as people buy. If people buy a million t-shirts, we'll make a million t-shirts, but we can't
We make a million t-shirts?
He said it.
Okay.
He should represent it.
If people buy a million, we'll make a million, but they're not going to. But what I'm saying is we don't want to be stuck with a bunch of t-shirts around that nobody buys.
No one's saying make a million now and wait until they move.
We're making them to
order.
You're
making as they order, right. So why don't you make them for order for 48 hours? Would that be more money?
We've chosen to do it this way, and it works fine.
That's what I'm saying.
And it works fine.
But just don't color me of saying you're going to make a bunch of t-shirts and then just leave them in a warehouse when they don't sell.
People seem to be satisfied with the window of opportunity last time around. It seemed to have been a success, and we're going to try it again.
It's all that matters, man. As long as you're happy, it's all I care about.
That and the new James Bond movie. More details coming out. This could be cool. It's going to be based on one of the novels written by author Raymond Benson, who's really talented. And he's written a bunch of Bond movies with the thanks and permission of the Ian Fleming estate to carry the character on. And the 25th Bond, it looks like, will be based on one of his better books called Never Dream of Dying. That's the name of the book. However, according to the Mirror in the UK, the film has the working title of Shatterhand.
Shatterhand. I saw that. I thought that might be the worst movie title ever.
I sort of like that.
Shatterhand is awesome.
That's not a thing.
I like it.
Neither is Goldfinger.
Shatterhand?
Yes. Goldfinger?
No. In.
Skyfall? No.
Skyfall?
In.
It's Quantum of Solace?
I don't like it.
Octopussy?
None
of them mean anything until they mean something.
I mean, I guess that's what you're saying is we'll get used to it, but I don't like it.
All right.
Let's what if they only named it Noted. Shatterhand for 24 hours? Then they change. Will you like that?
Let's go to Allie. She is our Bond expert on the Kevin and Bean Show.
She has seen everyone multiple times.
She knows all things 007. Your reaction to the title Shatterhand.
It will be revealed in the movie why it is Shatterhands. And I can't wait for that. That's not the shat I was thinking of. Ralph, you're disgusting.
Right?
You're a disgusting human that can't stop laughing at yourself right now for how gross you just were. What's wrong with you this week?
I told you it was a terrible title, Ralph.
Shatterhand.
Partly for the reason you you just pantomimed.
He sure did pantomime it.
The premise of the book is Bond has to battle an evil organization called the Union. Oh. And their leader is a criminal genius who is blind.
Okay.
You don't see a lot of blind baddies. It's cool. And apparently he's got a very fragile hand, too. They don't mention that in this thing, but I'm assuming Shatterhand probably refers to some household accident he has. Making a bagel or something. Ah! I shattered my hand!
You know,
Of course you have shattered hand. Shall we meet again?
We've talked about before how the franchise has been around forever. What'd you say? This is the 25th movie. And one of the things that's so great about them is their villains. They have some of the all-time greatest cinema villains ever, don't they?
They do indeed.
They're so good at it.
Scaramucci.
Right?
He was one.
You got killed off pretty quickly, though.
Wasn't there a Bond villain named Scaramucci? I said, no, Beer Mug. Scaramanga.
Yeah, don't be ridiculous.
It's the man with the golden gun, Scaramanga. And let's never forget, had three nipples. He had superfluous nipple.
Oh. Harry Styles has four nipples.
Yeah, what about that?
Yeah.
He can feed a litter.
Right?
Right? He can just lay down, they all nuzzle up to his belly and just...
I didn't think I had ever heard of someone with four nipples before.
No, I've heard of three either.
Lot of threes.
Four is exceptional.
Yeah. Oh. That's what I'm saying.
He's outperforming everyone else.
Yeah.
I've got seven.
No,
I've got seven nipples.
Why seven?
Ask God. Kanye West is suing Lloyd's of London for $10 million. Because he says he hasn't been paid out on his policies that he took out before canceling the dates of his St. Pablo tour. Hmm. And by the way, if you canceled the dates to the tour, I don't see why you should get paid by the insurance company.
Yeah, I can't imagine that they would write a policy like that.
Well, they do. A lot of like all feature films and many concerts, they take out insurance in case something goes horribly wrong and they can't fulfill their obligations.
But if you quit...
That doesn't seem like a reason to get paid out at all.
Hmm.
So I just hope he loses a lot of money. That's my hope. He scrapped the concerts. Now he wants his money. Lloyd's of London said they will deny the claim, not only for the responsibility for the tour, but because of Kanye's marijuana use.
What?
Which I didn't think could come into play unless they say he's so stoned all the time he couldn't function and couldn't fulfill his obligations to the tour.
And that wasn't reported as being a factor?
It wasn't reported, but it probably was.
How could you explain that?
Right? The problem with Kevin is on this show.
How dare you?
Now, when do I play the jingle?
stoned all the time. It's a problem.
I am so frustrated.
He's frustrated.
Like, I am so frustrated.
He's frustrated.
He is. Yeah. I heard him say that twice.
He's frustrated. And this CBS All Access, you guys familiar with the streaming service?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's where we'll get our new Star Trek, right?
New Star Trek Discovery. They've just announced some other shows they've picked up. The Good Fight is theirs, too. It's the sequel to The Good Wife.
Mm-hmm.
They've picked up three new series, one from Will Ferrell and Adam McKay.
Oh.
The Funny or Die guys, doing a show called No Activity. About a pair of cops, a pair of Mexican tunnelers, and a pair of criminals, none of which are getting anything done in their lives. So it's a lot of inactivity with that, those guys.
I want to watch that, but then I am that.
A series called $1, which follows a single dollar bill as it changes hands and connects a group of characters involved in a murder alley.
In.
Right?
In.
It's got a dollar bill and murder in it. Two of your favorite things.
I love dollar bills.
I know you do.
Wasn't there a movie like that a few years ago, Ralph? Does that sound familiar to you at all? That plot point in a film?
About a dollar bill?
Following a dollar bill?
Yeah, yeah, that changes hands. No, does that sound
John
familiar
Cusack
to no one?
John kept asking for his $2 in Better Off Dead. Hmm. Good reference?
He didn't ask for the
$2.
Kid,
oh, no,
way.
The kid asked the that of John. Him. Okay, right. I want my $2. We'll edit that.
Oh, this is live.
And lastly, Strange Angel. This is going to be fascinating. One of my favorite stories is the life of Jack Parsons. Real life guy Jack Parsons, who lived in L.A. in the 1940s and pretty much helped invent American rocketry. He was one of the co-founders of the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, Aerojet Engineering Corporation, pretty much invented the modern liquid and solid fuel rocket. And also, as well, Tom Bien was part of a cult of sex magic religion worshippers.
Yes!
What?
Yes!
The kids love that, apparently.
Who tried to use sex to reincarnate an ancient Egyptian goddess. And he was in this relationship with his wife, in this religion, until he had an affair with his wife's sister.
Oh.
Which caused the breakdown of his marriage. And then the wife's sister, who he was banging, stole all of his money with the help of her new boyfriend, L. Ron Hubbard.
Stop it.
Is that all true?
That's all true!
Wow.
It's one of the most fascinating stories of a person's life you'd ever want to read.
Wow, that's amazing. That's a great story.
It is a great story.
Wow.
Wow.
It's got everything. And Jack Parsons' real first name was Marvel. Marvel Parsons.
Does anyone really believe that story?
And he looked like the lead singer from Mink DeVille. So it has everything. He had a little pencil mustache.
Mink DeVille.
Awesome. Mink DeVille. You don't remember Mink DeVille? No. You don't remember Willie DeVille?
I don't know what's happening.
Oh, I don't either. Anyway, that's going to be a TV series that I'm going to get CBS All Access just for that.
Sounds like they got a lot of good stuff. By the way, since we probably won't revisit this topic later, here's the update on my question about the movie. It was called 20 Bucks. Came out in 1993. And it had Brendan Fraser in it and a bunch of other people. Linda Hunt was in it. It was the story of a $20 bill leaving an ATM and passing along from person to person through a writer and some strippers and some thieves until it ended up being destroyed. So they've already made a movie on the same plot line that you're talking about with this dollar bill show.
It doesn't sound like there's any murder in it, though.
Yeah.
No murder. Mention of murder. Yeah.
Murder makes it better.
Yeah,
right?
So much better.
I agree. Yeah.
I love Linda Hunt. Was her brother Mike in the show?
Are you saying that?
Doesn't mention it. Elizabeth Shue was in the movie as well, Ralph. You love her.
Hmm.
So there you go.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Mary Louise Parker is 53 years old today.
How great is she on Billions, by the way?
Great.
Mary Louise Parker.
Great.
Tremendous, yeah.
You don't like Billions, though, because you said there's no redeeming characters on that show.
I like the show.
You just did nothing but poo-pooed it for the first season about how awful it was.
I mean, that is true.
No, I liked the show.
You never said you liked it. You said the show's awful. There's no one to root for. There's no redeeming characters on the show.
I watched every episode and told you that at the time. It's just...
You watched every show and complained about every episode.
It's just you don't have... There's nobody to root for. And that's frustrating. You'd like to have a good guy. There's no good guy on that show. But Mary Louise Parker was terrific.
Sam Worthington's 41 years old.
Edward Furlong is 40. And director, writer, raconteur, Kevin Smith celebrates his 47th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Now, Kevin, you don't watch the news because you're a kid, right?
Right, yeah.
I don't watch the news because I'm a kid.
I got tipped off to an event last week that was airing on C-SPAN, and I tuned in.
I've never watched C-SPAN, I'll tell you that right now.
And I heard these words.
Mr. Carolla, you're recognized for 5 minutes.
Mr. Carolla, you're recognized for 5 minutes. And it's not a guy named Carolla who isn't Adam Carolla. It's actually Adam Carolla sitting there in a suit.
And did that guy think he was only going to take 5 minutes?
Right? He doesn't know the Ace Man. So here's how Adam started his testimony in front of a congressional hearing in Washington.
Thank you. It's an honor to be asked to speak in front of you all. First, just a quick piece of business. Do we get to keep these pads? Not that I'm going to, but what do you reckon they'll get on eBay? It's pure curiosity.
So that's how he starts in front of a congressional hearing, is just cracking up the room. And I'm thinking, Adam's not a guy who should be in this position ever, right?
Agreed.
What's happening here? So we had to get him back on the phone here on the Kevin DeBean Show and find out what took Mr. Carolla to Washington. How are you, Adam?
I'm great. Thanks for taking the time to watch the testimony.
Of
by the
course.
Way, the five minutes of recognition I got in front of Congress was four more minutes than I ever got from my goddamn family.
So, Adam, how does an invitation like this come to you, or am I just assuming they went for you? Did you get in touch with them and say you wanted to speak to them, or how does this thing come together?
My entire career has been people going, well, what made you decide to do Dancing with the Stars, or what made you decide to do Celebrity Apprentice, or what made you decide to have kids? And it's just like, I don't know, somebody asked, and I said, fine. That's just how it is. I never lobby for anything. I have no idea how this stuff comes about. I just get the word at some point, this is what they want you to do. And who am I to say no to the United States?
Yeah. So the topic on the table, how was it described to you? That it was about free speech on college campuses seemed to be most of what was talked about during the couple of hours of testimony. Is that what the major point was they were trying to drill down on?
It's not a point that can really ever be settled, but it's free speech in general, and then how it pertains to college campuses and how it affects young people. And blah, 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 blah.
You said something so shocking, Adam, that really points to how much America has changed in the last 20 years. Back when you were doing the Loveline show with Dr. Drew, you guys toured the country and played, I think you said, what, like 100 colleges or something like that. And it was a free exchange of ideas of you on stage and Dr. Drew talking about your nonsense and hearing from the students and back and forth. You never had a single protest, a single complaint. You were never in any danger of being shut down, correct?
Right.
Okay. Correct. Fast forward, what happened earlier this year when you and your friend Dennis Prager tried to take your show on the road?
They shut it down. Here's what's happening now, I believe. I believe that a lot of college administrations are pulling the plug on things before there's a protest or an issue or an angry email or whatever it is. I mean, you guys know from doing radio for all these years that a lot of stuff just gets nipped just in advance, even if it's not going to offend anybody, or maybe just offends one crazy unemployable person. Mm-hmm. We're now doing a self-censorship, and the self-censorship is kind of the worst part, because you're kind of killing the creativity before you even let it get out there, and you're just doing it to yourself.
I mean, I don't want to talk out of turn, but that's exactly what's happening to us.
Adam, what is it that they were afraid of? Look, Dennis Prager, I mean, and you both are obviously responsible people. You're not going on to college campuses trying to get them to overthrow the government or to burn down the school or something like that. What is it they were afraid? What was the idea that was so incendiary that they didn't want you to say it in front of their students?
I don't know. I really just think in the case of Dennis Prager, they hear conservative talk show host and they go, "Oh, screw this. We don't want to get in any trouble. We don't want to start a kerfuffle." So they just pull the plug with me. I don't even know what they think of me. So I have no idea. They never give you answers. They talk in sort of vagaries, like, you know, "Hey, we don't have enough security." But I don't even know what that
Yeah.
That means.
So if you were running a school, would you allow anyone who wanted to come speak at the campus? Like, for instance, is there a point at which that free speech is too dangerous or too inflammatory, like you don't have a Nazi on or something like that? Or do you draw the line nowhere as to who speaks?
Well, pretty much nowhere. And I'll tell you why, because as I was telling Congress, I
love that you can say that.
When I was talking to Congress the other day, here's what I told them. Usually you can replace that with, like, yeah, I was arguing with a meter maid.
Right,
but
right.
In this particular case, when I was talking to Congress, so what I said to him was, and it is a totally true story, I was at the Home Depot in Glendale, and I was with my assistant. I was mowing through the tool aisle, and they started pumping Rihanna. But to me, it was just annoying music. And I said, what is this music being played for at the Glendale Home Depot in the tool aisle of all places? And then my assistant informed me it's a hot Rihanna song. And I was annoyed and kind of put off by it. And I looked around at all the other schlubs in their 40s and 50s or walking around the tool aisle. And I thought, I bet they're annoyed by this. But I didn't complain to the manager, and I didn't chuck a framing square at the speaker, and I didn't set a fire or smash in a Starbucks window. I just hustled up, paid up, and got out of there. So my feeling is if somebody's playing something you don't want to hear, don't listen to it or move on. Like, anybody can speak. When we start forcing people into the auditorium, now we have an issue.
Right.
But if you can treat it like a band that you don't like, then they come to your college to play. You don't see them.
It drives us crazy. Our company has told us before that they want us to offend nobody. And they said it with a straight face as if it's a possibility.
Yeah.
As if that's even possible.
Well, it isn't in this day and age. And also, who's really offended? Like, have you in your life, like, really ever been offended by what somebody said or the content of what somebody said? Like, what is really offended? What's that mean? Like, who is that person? Why do you even have that setting?
I understand people being offended. I have definitely been offended by things, and it has definitely affect what I watch and what I shop, you know, where I shop. But I also follow your advice with Rihanna and the Home Depot, which is just I just choose not to patronize that person. I don't try to force that person to not have those views or say those things or have other people follow them or admire them. It's just it's personal choice. I mean, put that back into the equation, right?
By the way, you're missing out on Rihanna. What's wrong with you?
All right, let me ask one more thing, Adam, because I have to tell you, you know, first of all, you were in a suit, which was shocking to me. I don't think I've ever seen you in a suit in all the years that I've known you.
You want to know how real I keep it? At 7 in the a.m., I had a guy I was traveling with in my hotel room making the tie for me.
I think maybe on The Apprentice you wore a suit, but other than that, I don't think I've ever seen you. But I've got to say, Kevin, you may not know this. You haven't heard this tape. A shout-out to the Kevin and Bean Show in front of Congress in the Congressional Record. Would you like to hear the tape?
Why would you do that? Would that help?
Check it out. Here we go.
I ended up being a carpenter and then a boxing instructor and met Jimmy Kimmel when I taught him to box for a morning zoo stunt and eventually made my way onto TV and radio.
A morning zoo stunt, Adam.
I love it.
They had to have a contact. These are a bunch of old white guys, and I had to give them a context to why I would be training someone to box who worked on a morning show.
I love it. Bean came in the day afterwards, and he's like, he called us a morning zoo.
I was deeply hurt.
He was offended.
We're not freaking Seacrest here, Adam. Come on. A little support, my friend. Come on.
Right. If Seacrest heard that, he'd be pissed. But here's the thing. It wasn't calling you a morning zoo. It was calling that a morning zoo stunt.
Uh-huh.
Like a morning zoo type stunt.
I'm fine with it.
You know what? I'm offended, and I don't think I'm going to listen to Adam Carolla anymore. How do you like that? Real quick.
I'm not calling you a bitch. I'm saying you're acting bitchy.
Right. There you go.
See the difference? You see the difference?
Quick reminder before we say goodbye. I know we had Adam on a couple of weeks ago, but there is still a couple of slots available if you want to join him for the podcasting masterclass. It's going to be a great event this Saturday, 10 a.m. Irvine Improv. If you've always wanted to do
a podcast, why not learn from the best podcasting masterclass with Adam Carolla of Podcast One? Saturday Irvine Improv, details at adamcarolla.com. Hey, thanks for coming on, man. We enjoyed it.
Thanks, guys.
And now, a moment with Bean.
Thank you so much for joining us. The Ministry of Forests. So, did I nail it that you're basically you're
yes, you nailed that.
That was a moment with Bean.
Bean, fix your goddamn life.
You'll appreciate this, Kevin. It's not like I had the words in front of me and just couldn't quite reach them.
Right?
There were no words.
Yeah.
Nothing was coming to mind.
Yeah, welcome to my life.
So it was...
good times.
That was not fun, I'll tell you that.
Can we hear it again?
No, I think we captured it. I think the first...
And now, a moment with Bean.
Thank you so much for joining us. The Ministry of Forests. So did I nail it that you're basically
yes, you nailed that.
That was a moment with Bean.
I'm not that big of a Bean fan.
Yeah, I don't blame you. That's a terrifying place to live, Kevin.
Right? That's my address.
We got to move out of there, man. Hey, Ralph is here with our final look at the showbiz beat on a Wednesday morning. What's going on?
Cash me outside. How about that? That's what's going on. Danielle Bregoli, the 14-year-old from Boynton Beach, Florida, pled guilty on June 28th to charges of grand theft auto, possession of marijuana, filing a false report which she accused her mother of committing a crime that she didn't. Well, the sentencing has been passed, and it's all probation for Danielle. 5 years of it. But the good people in Florida were kind enough to allow her to carry out her probation in California, where she's been living here for the past few months, so this way she can still do her reality show.
So nothing, basically,
well,
is happening to her.
There's no real repercussions, if that's what you're asking,
okay,
Allie.
Good.
But can she still get a tour, though?
No word yet on whether
Come
she
on.
Will put her tour back together or not.
Catch me outside, how about that?
But she is moving forward with plans to do her own reality television show.
I mean, I guess you just have to look at this as, yeah, she escaped scot-free, but it is a first strike, and usually aren't the conditions of a parole. If you get in any further trouble, then there are harsh consequences, right?
First strike, by the way, she's got multiple charges of grand theft auto, possession of marijuana, and filing a false police report.
Yeah, she's
getting
away pretty
easy. You were truant.
Right.
You
yeah.
skipped 2 weeks of school. That's a pretty good rap sheet
yeah.
for a 14-year-old.
We'd be in jail for many, many years yeah. if it was any one of us.
So, we'll see. Now, in her defense, and along the lines of what Bean was saying, the Juvenile Department of Justice there in Florida said her grades have improved and she has twice cleared state-issued drug tests as recently as 2 weeks ago. So maybe she's turning her life around. And I'm sure more fame and money and her own reality show will help that process along significantly.
Catch me outside. How about that?
I'm sure she won't be clubbing along Hollywood Boulevard mm-hmm. anytime soon or doing smack with Kendall. Whatever drug the kids are doing these days. What are they doing? Lava lamps? What is it?
It's lava lamps,
what are the
yeah.
kids doing?
Yeah.
And don't forget, she did make Dr. Phil, too. He had no
That's
career.
Right?
They should have just shown her appearance on Dr. Phil and let the judge rule.
He should have been a witness. She did. She made my show.
You need to stop it, and you need to stop it right now.
This is good news. There's going to be another four-show crossover in the CW superhero universe.
All right.
It's going to happen this fall. Here's what we're going to get. On a Monday, you're going to get a Supergirl with everybody, and then Arrow following that the same night, and then on Tuesday you get The Flash, and then you get Legends of Tomorrow with all of the superheroes from all of those shows working together to fight one threat, I'm guessing, to our planet.
And CW has been very effective at those, right?
Yes.
I've liked them so far.
The first crossover event took place in 2014. That was Flash and Arrow. Then in 2015, Legends of Tomorrow crossed over with Flash and Arrow. Then this past year, we folded in Supergirl as well. They fought a group of aliens known as the Dominators, and now we're going to get another one this fall in November of 2017. So,
What's his name? Greg Berlanti? Is that
yes,
his name?
Yes, Greg Berlanti.
It's unbelievable
how many shows he has on the air at one time.
Yeah, he's like the Rhonda Shimes of of superheroes.
Yep. Shonda Rhimes. Yeah.
Shonda Rhimes, yeah.
Because I think he
Rhonda
also...
Shimes, by I like way, it. She also does good work.
I think in addition to all those CW shows you mentioned, I think he's the Archie guy, too, right? He does Riverdale.
All right, nobody's perfect, but...
He does Blind
still.
Spot.
He loves that Riverdale.
I do.
No,
I really,
you can't.
I am a fan. I
love it.
You well, watch yeah. Riverdale?
I've seen it a lot, yeah. I mean, do I watch it? No. Have I seen every episode? Yes.
Wait, what?
Are you sure? How could... What? Why are you...
What? I'm a fan. But you know how I am, you know how I feel about Archie. You know Archie's my boy, right?
But there's no recognition between the Archie comics and what that show is.
Well, there's still Betty and there's still Veronica. And there's
yeah,
still
but isn't there
Jughead?
Like murder and death and Swamp Dragon and
no, there's no Swamp Dragon. But yeah,
Archie,
it's updated.
Oh dear Lord!
But anyway, my point is, it's miraculous how many shows this dude has on the air and manages
yes.
to keep them all straight.
Yes.
Archie is Bean's boy. Back to you.
And while we're talking superheroes, Deadpool star Ryan Reynolds is just the man. Did an interview with Men's Health magazine. And they got talking about pranks. You know, yanking the chains of your friends. And Ryan Reynolds admitted that no. That he once painted a friend's office. Puce. While that friend was out of town. Here's the thing. It wasn't just the office. It was everything inside as well.
Oh, sweet.
The desk, the inside of the desk drawers, the furniture, the paintings on the walls, everything was painted an ugly shade of brown and purple. So when he returned, the entirety of his office was covered in puce paint.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That is funny. It's not your office.
You open up the drawers and the inside of the drawers are painted. That's thorough. That's thorough pranking right there. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Nick Diaz of the UFC is 34 years old today. Actor Edward Furlong is 40. Sam Worthington is 41 years old today. Mary Louise Parker celebrates her 53rd birthday. And my buddy Kevin Smith, director, writer, raconteur, celebrates 47 years today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show as B.
Take her out to SoCal. Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with a commercial-free drive home at 5 p.m. this afternoon. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We've got great news. Also, Molly Knight joins us to talk about the Dodgers. And on Thursdays, we check in with Dr. Drew as well.